The Review Journal 7 at 7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
Hi, it's Ashley here from Southern Nevada's newest luxury dealership, Jaguar Land Rover Henderson. Our brand new state-of-the-art service facility is matched with trained certified technicians with close to 60 years experience who can perform any service in a timely manner. Come and enjoy our unmatched service or ownership at Findlay Automotive's newest luxury dealership, Jaguar Land Rover Henderson, located in the Valley Auto Mall or online at jlrhenderson.com.
Some things are just baseball. A frosty beverage on a warm day and the smell of hot dogs wafting through the ballpark. And the Credit One Bank Platinum X5 Visa. With the X5, you can purchase all those things that make baseball, baseball, and earn cash back rewards in the process. So treat yourself to that mini aviator's helmet overflowing with ice cream. It's your time at the ballpark. Enjoy it your way and earn cash back rewards with the Platinum X5 Visa. Live large. Learn more at creditonebank.com. Terms apply. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Welcome back. Pre-game show continues from Albuquerque. Game 5 of a 6-game series. Tonight, mariachi night as part of a Copa de la Diversión and Hispanic heritage shared among PCL teams. Tonight is the night that the Albuquerque Isotopes become the mariachis. And they're taking on the Las Vegas Aviators, who are dressed up as Reyes de Plata. So here we go. The pregame show continues. It'll look at numerous roster moves. After last night, boy, what an upheaval. All right, let's start with Danny Jimenez, a right-handed reliever who was with the Aviators on rehab. His rehab is over. He's now with the Oakland A's. Outfielder Esteury Ruiz, rehabbing with the Aviators, no more. Now with Oakland. In fact, he got a base hit and a stolen base right off the bat in his game today against the San Francisco Giants. Colton Eastman, right-handed pitcher, has been given his release. And right-handed pitcher Deolis Guerra, who had been injured, he had been on the injured list, has also, after being transferred to the Las Vegas roster, also been granted his release. Kyle McCann, Las Vegas catcher, has been put on the injured list with a bad hip. And infielder Kevin Smith went from big league rehab to Oakland, but then immediately sent from Oakland to Las Vegas. So Smith is here. And we'll get to the lineups in just a moment. He is playing tonight. Two other individuals are going to join Las Vegas. Oakland sent right-handed pitcher Taylor Scott. And Scott is physically here, although Brian Corey told me he will not pitch tonight. And infielder Tyler Wade had been designated for assignment. They expect him to be here later today. Not sure exactly when he's supposed to arrive, but the Aviators need all the bodies they can get because, as I said, McCann is hurt, and the rehabbing guys are up. And the other situation that exists here is that third baseman Brett Harris is not feeling well and really not available unless it's an absolute emergency. The Aviators, when Tyler Wade gets here, he'll be the lone guy on the bench and not here yet. So they're very, very thin. So the Aviators and Albuquerque getting set to go at it. I'll have the starting lineups for you next right after this.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Hi, it's Ashley here from Southern Nevada's newest luxury dealership, Jaguar Land Rover Henderson. If you're looking for a new or certified pre-owned Jaguar or Land Rover, your search is finally over. We're increasing both of these inventory levels rapidly to serve our growing demand. Come and enjoy our unmatched service and ownership experience at Findlay Automotive's newest luxury dealership, Jaguar Land Rover Henderson, located in the Valley Auto Mall or online at jlrhenderson.com.
Diners, a Nevada-style pub, invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Blazing Battles, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more, with a chance to win branded prizes and big money for all those jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming this Diners Pub has, it's the awesome 24 rotating draft beers and best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators and all your Vegas sports teams as we make history in Nevada. Diners, the Nevada-style pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard and Windmill. Diners, I love this place.
Some things are just baseball. A frosty beverage on a warm day and the smell of hot dogs wafting through the ballpark. And the Credit One Bank Platinum X5 Visa. With the X5, you can purchase all those things that make baseball, baseball, and earn cashback rewards in the process. So treat yourself to that mini aviator's helmet overflowing with ice cream. It's your time at the ballpark. Enjoy it your way. And earn cashback rewards with the Platinum X5 Visa. Live large. Learn more at creditonebank.com. Terms apply. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Hey, welcome back. Okay, time now for the starting lineups here tonight in Albuquerque. Again, it was in the high 90s as a high, but there's a breeze blowing, and it's going to cool off a bit. Las Vegas is 52-53. The Oakland A's AAA team at a Fran Reardon, 18-13 is their second-half record. Leading off at shortstop, Darryl Hernandez. Batting second, left fielder Trenton Brooks. Hitting third at third base, Kevin Smith. The cleanup man is the catcher, Yoel Pozo. Batting fifth and center, Connor Capel. In the sixth spot, second baseman, Max Schumann. Batting seventh, the designated hitter, Greg Dykeman. In the eighth slot, right fielder Lawrence Butler. And batting ninth, playing first base, Logan Davidson. On the mound, making his AAA debut, 21-year-old Joey Estes. Native Californian, pitching for Las Vegas. And he'll be limited to six innings or 90 pitches or so, making his first AAA appearance in his career. We will step aside for a timeout. And when we come back, I'll give you the Albuquerque Isotopes starting lineup. They're the Rockies AAA team. And then we'll get the ball game started. Game five of a six-game series. By the way, the finale tomorrow will start a half an hour earlier than this one, 5:05 Pacific time, 4:50 for the pregame show here on Raider Nation Radio, AM 920. That's the pregame show. Now we invite you to stay tuned. Exciting Aviators baseball in Albuquerque. Game five of a six-game set next right after this.
From the depths of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the Loan Approval Machine.
Let's face it, banks don't lend money anymore, and payday loan companies charge too much. Nobody has you covered like the DLC, with our signature loans up to $5,000 in less than 30 minutes. Dollar Loan Center's been in business for more than 20 years and has over 250,000 customers for a reason. We're quick, inexpensive, safe, regulated, friendly, and have a cool jingle.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Hey, did you know nacho fries are back at Taco Bell? But they're not going to hang around forever, so don't wait. Or you might miss out on these hot, crisp fries covered in all those bold Mexican spices with delicious nacho cheese sauce. Or wait and just settle for flavorless fries. Regular, bland, spiceless, flavorless, flimsy, non-nacho fries. Just an absolute bummer of a fry.
Nacho fries are back. Get them today, only at Taco Bell. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only while supplies last. Contact local store for hours and participation which vary.
Sometimes the best summer getaway is the journey to the getaway. Start your summer road trip adventure at Hyundai. Now during the Getaway Sales Event. Hurry in for great deals on many models, all backed by America's best warranty. It's your journey. Own every mile at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Get up to $1,000 bonus cash on the 2023 Tucson or Santa Fe, plus 3.29% APR. Test drive a new Hyundai today. Hurry. The Hyundai Getaway Sales Event ends September 5th. Offers end 9/5/23. Call 562-314-4603 for complete offer details.
Hello again, my friends. Hello. All right, now time for the starting lineup for the home team, Albuquerque Isotopes, the Colorado Rockies AAA team, managed by former Las Vegas 51s manager Pedro Lopez. Albuquerque overall 46-60. But they currently are in the lead. If the season were to end today, they would play Oklahoma City, the first half winner, for the PCL championship. They have a second half record of 19-12, but the Aviators are just one game back of them in the second half for that last playoff spot. They're 18-13. For Albuquerque, leading off in center field, Roman Quinn. Hitting second, the second baseman, Cole Tucker, who has played first, second, in the outfield in this series. Hitting third, the designated hitter, Jimmy Herron. The cleanup man is left fielder Daniel Montaño. In the fifth slot, catcher Willie McGiver. Hitting sixth at third base, Hunter Stovall. Batting seventh and playing first base, Jonathan Morales. Hitting eighth and the shortstop is Connor Kaiser. And batting ninth in right field, the left-handed hitting Jameson Hanna. On the mound, lefty Ben Bramer, B-R-A-Y-M-E-R. Again, Bramer has been with the team for a little more than half a season. And as I mentioned before, it's been a struggle for him. In 11 games, all starts 1-3 with an 8.47 ERA. He went to Auburn. He was born in Baton Rouge, and he's 29 now, 6'2", 215. A little bit of big league time with the Washington Nationals 3 years ago, just three games back in 2020. First pitch to Hernandez, a high fly to deep center. Quinn backing up, waiting. He's got it. That ball was hit pretty well. Hernandez trying to ambush that first pitch, and that sent Quinn toward left center where it's 428 feet, and that ball probably went 400 feet, but it's an out. Deep flat on the first pitch of the game. Trenton Brooks getting set to step in. Albuquerque in the field. Jonathan Morales at first. Cole Tucker at second. Connor Kaiser at short. Hunter Stovall at third. Here's the pitch to Brooks. Trenton looks at a strike. Fastball at 91. It's 0-1. So it's Daniel Montaño in left for Albuquerque. Out in center, Roman Quinn. Over in right, Jameson Hanna. Willie McIver catching for left-hander Ben Bramer. The 0-1. Brooks swings and lifts that one foul to the left. That was a 92-mile-an-hour fastball, and it slices out of play. Two strikes on Trenton Brooks. Brooksy, solid year. Been pretty consistent all year. 286, the team leader with 15 home runs, and also leads the club with 58 runs batted in. Brooks in this series, 3-for-8. All three hits came last night. Brooks and Pozo and Darryl Hernandez, who hit a grand slam last night, were the principal offensive contributors in last night's game, although Albuquerque did win to even up the series. Fastball a little outside, 93 miles an hour, 1-2. Anyway, Ben Bramer played at Catholic High School in Baton Rouge. Then he then played for Coach Jeff Willis at LSU Eunice Junior College. Then he went to Auburn after junior college. Breaking ball down low, big curveball at 82. 2-2 now. The Nationals, the Washington Nationals, made Bramer their 18th round pick in 2016. Here's the look now. Bramer checking signs. Brooks waiting. And the pitch. Fastball check swing foul. Pitch riding in on his hands at 91 miles an hour. The ball dies on the grass in front of the third base dugout. The count stays 2-2. Anyway, Bramer worked his way up in the Nationals organization and then made the three appearances for them in 2020. In May 21st of this year, he had been a free agent, and then the Rockies signed him. So that's why he's only made 11 starts for them. He was signed. The date was May 21st, just shortly after the Isotopes had visited Las Vegas. So this is the first time they have seen Ben Bramer. One out, nobody on, top of the first. Lefty on lefty matchup. Ben Bramer now to the motion. Big leg kick. Here's the pitch. Driven high in the air to deep right. Going back is Hanna. Going back, turns, makes the catch. Wind is blowing out that way. And Hanna made the catch in front of the track to the right of the 404 sign. So two long fly balls. Two outs. And the batter, Kevin Smith. Plate umpire is Mark Stewart Jr. First base ump, Harley Acosta. And the third base ump, the crew chief, Tom Hanahan. For Las Vegas, manager Fran Reardon in the third base box. Assistant hitting coach Todd Takayoshi in the first base box. Two outs for Kevin Smith. Smitty at 302. 10 homers in only 96 at-bats. 26 batted in. The pitch outside, ball one. 1-0. Kevin 4-for-13 in the series. He was 1-for-5 in last night's game. Two outs, nobody on. Nice crowd here. They expect more people. Some people still coming through the turnstiles here. Here's the 1-0 on the way. Outside ball two, 2-0. But mariachi night always draws a nice crowd here. And in addition, fireworks after this game here in Albuquerque. Kevin Smith waiting on Bramer. And the pitch on the way. That's down low. Ball two. 2-0 is the count. On deck, Yoel Pozo. Bramer looks in. McIver sets up the target. He's setting up low in the middle of the plate. Pitches a strike on the inside corner. It's 3-1 now. For Ben Bramer, he's averaging 4 innings per start. Walked 26, struck out 30, so they'd like to see him improve that ratio, certainly. The 3-1, lined in the left. That's a base hit toward the line. It's going to bounce and hit the fence. Montano goes over to get it, and Smith pedals into second base with a two-out stand-up double. All three balls hit by the Aviators here in the first inning have been hit pretty well. Hernandez hit his ball close to 400 feet, but he hit it to the long part of the yard, left center, where it's 428. That was out number one. Brooks hit one in front of the track near the 404 sign. The ball probably went about 385, 390. That was caught. And now Smith, a hard double. And Smith, that's his sixth double in 97 at-bats. Here is Pozo. Pozo, I was talking to Fran Reardon about it before the game. He hit everything hard last night. He was 4-for-5. Pitches a fastball foul back, strike one. And the one time he made an out, his first at-bat, he had a line drive to first that was a double play as they doubled a runner off first. But he hit everything hard. Finished with three singles, one of which hit the right field wall on the fly. He also doubled and scored a run and drove in a run. Sitting 333. High foul off to the left. That's an off-speed pitch. At 77, Yoel put a good swing on it, but swung early, and he's down two strikes. Yoel with 11 homers, 49 batted in. I was talking with Fran Reardon today about how interesting it would be if Pozo were to qualify for the batting title. He's not listed on the hitting leaders list because of the situation regarding at-bats, but he is hitting 333. Certainly there's no catcher anywhere near that. If he had enough at-bats to qualify, he'd be fourth in the league now. Here's the 0-2 on the way. Bramer delivers. High pop-up. First base side in foul territory. Morales has room on the grass. Backpedaling, making the catch. Off-speed pitch at 76. And Pozo, a little off balance with a swing. In the top of the first for Las Vegas. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left. At the end of half an inning of play, Albuquerque nothing. And Las Vegas against, it's going to be Albuquerque against Joey Estes coming up.
Talk about a signature play. Check out the hold and spin action on these player favorites from Aristocrat Gaming. You only see that kind of play with the Aristocrat team. Look for Lightning Link, Dragon Link, and Buffalo Link slots by Aristocrat Gaming for hot, progressive jackpot action and exciting hold and spin play. Aristocrat, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Gambling problem? Please contact the U.S. National Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-522-4700 for 21 and older.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Hey, did you know nacho fries are back at Taco Bell? But they're not going to hang around forever, so don't wait. Or you might miss out on these hot, crisp fries covered in all those bold Mexican spices with delicious nacho cheese sauce. Or wait and just settle for flavorless fries. Regular, bland, spiceless, flavorless, flimsy, non-nacho fries. Just an absolute bummer of a fry.
Nacho fries are back. Get them today, only at Taco Bell. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only while supplies last. Contact a local store for hours and participation which vary.
Friends, as Nevada's premier auto lender, America First Credit Union offers low rates, flexible terms, 24/7 account access, unbeatable member service, and more. Before you shop for your next new or pre-owned vehicle, head to AmericaFirst.com and get pre-approved right away. All right, here we go. Triple-A debut for young righty Joey Estes. His first pitch, fastball foul back 95 miles an hour. The gun lights up at 9-5. Roman Quinn trying to jump on that first pitch. It's had a big uppercut swing, strike one. Quinn at only 72 at-bats for Albuquerque. 153 average, no homers, 10 batted in. He's 1-for-5 in the series. He went 1-for-5 with a double in Game 3 on Thursday. Pitch is foul back off to my right. It trickles up onto the roof up there. Another fastball at 95. Joey Estes. I am not remembering any time when Las Vegas had a starting pitcher younger than Joey Estes. I'm not saying my memory's perfect, but he's only 21. I mean, the guy's in A-ball, 2 years older than that. There's a pitch on the outside corner, strike three called. That was the slider that we were told is very good, and he got Quinn to look at it. Quinn not thrilled with a call. One out for Cole Tucker. The challenge system is in effect in this game. There's a lot of, well, a certain amount of controversy, best way to put it. Last night, Fran Reardon ejected, and Trey Shupak, it was confirmed, was ejected also. Pitches a little bit outside, ball one at 95 miles an hour to Cole Tucker. Say more about that, but meanwhile, Joey Estes facing Tucker. Tucker 315, 5 homers, 34 batted in. Switch hitter batting left-handed. He swings and fouls out one off at the plate, 93 miles an hour. One ball and one strike on Cole Tucker. Tucker 4-for-13 in this series. No score. We're in the bottom of the first, just underway here. Well, Joey Estes struck out his first AAA hitter, Roman Quinn. Time call, Yoel Pozo readjusting his glove. Joey Estes, by the way, is not related to Sean Estes, but a long big league career as a pitcher, left-handed pitcher. Fastball swung on and missed, 1-2. That was 95 miles an hour. So Joseph Lee Estes, all of 21 years. I talked to him briefly before the game. The 1-2, and that's up and away with that fastball at 95. 2-2. Jimmy Herron on deck. He said, yeah, I'm excited to be here. I'm trying not to get too pumped up. It's never easy, especially when you're 21 and it's on the road against the team with the best record, well, in terms of leading for the last playoff spot. There is a fastball at 94 miles an hour, swung on and missed, strike three. So Estes has struck out the first two, and with two outs, here's Jimmy Herron. Las Vegas in the field. Logan Davidson at first, Max Schumann at second, Daryl Hernandez at short, Kevin Smith is at third. Trenton Brooks is in left, Connor Capel in center, Lawrence Butler in right, and Yoel Pozo is catching. Fastball up and in at 96 to Jimmy Herron. Herron, 27 years old, hitting 297. He's been one of the top performers on this team. 13 home runs, 54 driven in, and 19 steals. Some power, some speed. He takes inside again, a breaking ball at 82. 2-0 on Herron. Herron is DHing in this game. He's an outfielder by trade, and he's 5 out of 11 in the series. Right-handed batter, open stance. The pitch, and that fastball crowds him inside at 94. It's 3-0. Joey Estes. Last year at Class A Lansing in the Midwest League, 3-7 with a 4.5 ERA, but again, he was only 20. Here's the 3-0 now. And that's a strike, 3-1. Fastball at 93 in there at the knees. And I told you about his numbers this year at Midland. Very encouraging. I mean, only 84 hits in 104 third innings. So he's not an easy guy to hit. Walk 31, struck out 100 on the nose. Good numbers. There's a swing and a miss. Fastball at 93. It's 3-2 now. He's 6-6 record and a 3.28 ERA. At a Paraclete High School in Lancaster, California. The pitch. That's inside at 93, ball four. So Estes fell behind 3-0, got strikes 1-2 in there, then walks Herron in a full count pitch. So two strikeouts and a walk to begin, and Daniel Montano will come up now. July 3rd of 2019, the Braves signed Estes. Had a nice bonus. The scout who signed him was Kevin Martin. And again, that was a big deal. in March of last year. Oakland making that trade with the Braves. Matt Olson finding a new home in Atlanta. And certainly didn't hurt Atlanta. They got the best record in baseball now. But it was Estes, Ryan Cusick, Shea Langeliers, and Christian Pache for Matt Olson. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Swing and a miss. He threw a fastball right by him at 93. Strike one. Montaño playing left field in this game. He's been the DH earlier in the series. He's only hitting 222 with five homers and 26 batted in, but in the series, 5 out of 17. A lot of hard contact. Heron can run, and everybody knows it. There's a high foul behind the plate. Pozo's going to watch it as it goes back about 7 or 8 rows in. And let's see. The youngster got it. Yeah, he's getting high fives. Little boy, 6, maybe 7. Boy, he's excited. Why not? Here's the 0-2. And that's a changeup that missed for ball one. 1-2. Again, Estes, a lot of life on his fastball. They say it has standout riding life up in the zone. But as I was talking to Brian Corey about that before the game today, the 1-2, high drive to deep right field. If it's fair, it's gone. It's way out down the line, curving, and it's fair. A two-run home run by Montaño on a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. I was just going to say that Brian Corey was telling me, he said, yeah, Estes has really good numbers, but he likes to get people out throwing that riding fastball up in the zone. He said that doesn't really play here, not only because the ball jumps out of here, but with ABS, you're not always going to get the strikes that you think you're going to get. So quickly, it's 2-0 Albuquerque in the bottom of the first inning. Montaño hits his 6th home run following the walk to Heron. Estes started off nicely with a pair of strikeouts, walked Heron on the 3-2, and then that one was way out of here. The only question was fair or foul, and it stayed fair. Meanwhile, there's a strike to Willie McGuiber. Right-handed hitting catcher, hitting 276. Two homers, 11 batted in. The pitch. Slider down and away. 1-1. McGuiber, 4 out of 12 in this particular series. Caught last night. Went 1-for-4 with a single and an RBI, hit by a pitch, and scored a run. Good breaking ball. Swung on and missed. That ball had good bite on it. 1-2. 1-2. Estes turns in the 1-2. Line drive into center. Here comes Capel. Capel has to play it and a bounce. The ball kicks away from him, but he picks it up quickly and gets it in. McGuiber has a 2-out single, his 5th hit of the series. Sinking liner. When it left the bat, it looked like Capel might have a chance, but it was sinking quickly. Connor came in. The ball short-hopped him and kicked off to his right toward left center field, and then he pounced on it quickly. The batter is the third baseman, Hunter Stovall, and Brian Corey knows the situation extremely well, and he wants to make sure that his young righty is okay and properly focused. 2 quick outs here in his AAA debut, then the walk, the home run, and a line drive single. And if there's one thing that you don't have to be Leo Mazzoni to figure this one out. The way the Aviators have been burning through relief pitchers, yesterday was a bullpen day. The day before that, they got 5 innings out of Zach Godley, but the bullpen in this series has been very highly used and heavily taxed. They really want Estes. They want him to go every inch of 6 innings if he can. There's a changeup inside ball one. But again, they're going to cap him at 90 pitches. One ball and no strikes on Stovall. Stovall, 276, 7 homers, 38 batted in. Playing third base, righty on righty, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Change up down in the zone, 1-1. The slider is Estes' main secondary offering. And he's been proving his changeup. They love his competitive nature. The pitch is a strike on the inside corner. Boy, McGuiber jumped way off the bag. The pitch got in there for a strike. It's 1-2. McGuiber, above average speed for a catcher. Got about a 3-step lead over there, held on by Logan Davidson. 1-2 pitch. There's a change, swung on and missed strike 3. The slider wasn't working for him terribly well, so he went to the changeup, and he struck out Stovall. So Estes does strike out the side in his first AAA inning, but a walk and a two-run home run, and they end up with two runs on two hits, no errors, leaving one. After one, Albuquerque 2, Las Vegas nothing.
Next up is power hitter and player favorite, Buffalo. Talk about impressive game. Buffalo slots by Aristocrat Gaming are real crowd pleasers. Check out Aristocrat Gaming's winning lineup of slot games at a casino near you. Aristocrat Gaming, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Gambling problem? Please contact the U.S. National Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-522-4700. For 21 and older.
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. C, check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes, so you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit CoxBusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
After one, a 2-0 lead for the home team, Albuquerque Isotopes, playing as the Mariachis tonight. Las Vegas dressed up as Reyes de Plata. Top of the second, Ben Bramer gave up some hard-hit balls, but no runs in the first inning. Two long outs and a double by Kevin Smith. Connor Capel leads off the second. 2-0 Albuquerque into the second frame in the pitch. Capel hits a pop-up on the right side of the infield. Cole Tucker backpedaling on the grass. He's got it. One pitch and one out. Capel came in at 282. Now, he's, with that pop-out, he's 2-for-9 in the series. The batter's Max Schumann now. We'll get the scores, scoring updates for you in the major leagues and the PCL. We'll also get to the Ted Weins trivia question a bit later. Here's Schumann. Max, as most of you know, can play all over the place, playing second base in this game. He's played short. He's played third. He's played all three outfield positions. The pitch is low ball one, 1-0. Schumann at 283, 7 homers, 34 batted in. Last night, he led off, was 0-for-5 with 4 groundouts and a strikeout. And he sends a fly ball to right center, hit well. Quinn going back, angling, and he's at the track now to make the one-handed catch in front of the 404 sign. That was a high fly that got up in the jet stream with a breeze blowing out to right. But now that's two outs in the second inning, and that is the third long flyout by the Aviators. Hernandez and Brooks, each with long flyouts in the first, and that one deep into right center, probably 390, 395 feet. Two down. Here's Dykeman, DHing, lefty on lefty. Greg settles in with that open stance, and the Metairie, Louisiana native takes a fastball outside for ball one, 1-0. Greg at 284, three homers, 12 batted in. He had an eight-game hitting streak broken last night when he went 0-for-5. He did reach on a fielder's choice, and he scored a run. The 1-0, he hits a high foul to the left out of play. 1-1, 91-mile-an-hour fastball from Bramer. One ball and one strike is the count. Good crowd, as they expected. McIver sets up the target on the outside part of the plate with a low offering near the knees. The 1-1 on the way, and a pitch is a called strike right where he wanted it. Dykeman, I don't think Dykeman liked the call, but he's not going to challenge it. 1-2 to count. Rarity last night. Each team ran out of challenges. I think it was the eighth inning when the last challenge was burned up. A ball and two strikes. Dykeman waiting, and the 1-2 is on the way. Fastball grounded a second. Tucker grabs the chest-high bounce, throws on to first, and so far so good for Bramer. He's retired 6 out of 7 despite some well-hit balls. At the end of an inning and a half, it's Albuquerque 2 and the Aviators nothing.
Since 1939, America First has been helping people pursue their financial goals. And as we have, we've become one of the largest credit unions in the country. The reason why is simple. It's because every day we do our very best to help each person, family, and business we serve to realize their individual dreams and achieve financial well-being. True to our name, we always strive to put our members and employees first. So come join us and let us put you first. America First Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
From the depths of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the Loan Approval Machine.
Let's face it, banks don't lend money anymore, and payday loan companies charge too much. Nobody has you covered like the DLC with our signature loans up to $5,000 in less than 30 minutes. Dollar Loan Center's been in business for more than 20 years and has over 250,000 customers for a reason. We're quick, inexpensive, safe, regulated, friendly, and have a cool jingle.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Bottom of the second. Albuquerque leading 2-0. Game 5 of a 6-game series. Teams have split the first four. And 21-year-old righty Joey Estes, in his AAA debut, struck out the first two hitters in the first inning and walked Jimmy Herron and then Daniel Montano, a long home run down the right field line. And he worked out of further damage. Pitch up and in, spinning Jonathan Morales out of the box at 94 miles an hour. 1-0. Morales listed as a catcher, but he's been playing first base mostly in this series, including tonight. 269, 9 homers, 44 batted in. The pitch is high, 81-mile-an-hour changeup. 2-0. Jonathan Morales. Morales is from Puerto Rico. He was with Albuquerque last year. 1 out of 6 in the series, hitting 7. Tonight, Connor Kaiser is on deck, then the number 9 man, Jameson Hanna. Pitch misses outside. It's 3-0 on Morales. Joey Estes, wearing number 33, turns. Here's the 3-0. Ball 4. He took something off the fastball at 91 to try to get it over, and the pitch missed. So a 4-pitch walk to Morales, second walk allowed by Estes. Lead-off walk here in the second, and the right-handed hitting Albuquerque shortstop Connor Kaiser coming up. Kaiser, who's from Shawnee Mission, Kansas, 26 years old, stepping up now. Kaiser, 266, 9 homers, 36 batted in. Also a dozen steals. He looks at a strike. 0-1 from Estes. 2-0 Albuquerque, bottom of the second. Over at first, Logan Davidson holding Morales on. Here's the look, and the 0-1 to Kaiser. He swings at a changeup and fouls it back. It is 0-2. What the Oakland Athletics have said about Joey Estes is that he attacks hitters with athleticism and arm speed, and they really like his competitive mentality. I'd like to see him get more consistent with his changeup, but they do say he's shown signs of it being a plus pitch for him. Oh and 2. Morales, a very short lead at first, held on by Davidson. He might be a step or two off the back. That's it. Here's the 0-2. Down and in. Off-speed pitch. 1-2 is the count. The A's do say that Estes at times can rush his delivery and then that can affect his command. And the pitch missing, and it's 2-2 now. But the word on Joey Estes is that his stuff is trending in the right direction. You certainly would hope so at the tender age of 21. He's added some velocity to his fastball since he was picked up in this trade. Here's the 2-2 now. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Good off-speed pitch. Down in the zone, gets Kaiser for Estes, his 4th strikeout, and he's only faced 8 hitters. 1-on, 1-out, And the left-handed hitting Albuquerque right fielder Jameson Hanna will come up. All right, here's Hanna, left-handed hitting right fielder. Morales, again, a very short leadoff first. There's a foul ball backing out of play. That got a piece of Pozo, who is kind of reaching down. He's on one knee, crouching all the way down with his head down. I think he's adjusting. Can't see from here. Might be something on the shin guard. One strike to count. Pozo, he was a pincushion last night. He's taking foul balls off here, there, and everywhere. Takes a deep breath. Sure, and as a sign of professional courtesy, played him. Mark Stewart Jr. dusts off the plate and has said to Pozo, are you okay? 2-0 Albuquerque, bottom of the second. The stretch. Hanna hitting 278 in just 18 at-bats. Pitches up and away. Ball one. Jameson Hanna, 5'10", 185. He will be 26 in 5 days. From Flower Mound, Texas. Pitch misses. Ball two. 2-1. Hanna, second round pick by, guess who? Yeah, the Oakland Athletics out of Dallas Baptist University in 2018. The 50th overall pick. There's a ground ball to short. Hernandez is on it. He feeds second for one. Schumann to first, too late. Hanna got very good speed, and he beat that out. So Morales out at second on the force play that goes 6-4. Hernandez to Schumann. And it wasn't close at first. Hanna, very quick. Hanna was traded by Oakland to the Reds in 2019. That was a deal that got Oakland right into pitcher Tanner Roark. And then the Reds traded him to the Rockies in the fall of 2020. There's a bounding ball to short. Moving in is Hernandez. He has it. Shovels it to Schumann for the second consecutive 6-4 fielder's choice. This one ends the Albuquerque second inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left. After two, Albuquerque two. The Aviators nothing.
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. C, check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes, so you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
At Great Clips, we know you live a full life, which is why we're full of ways to make getting a great haircut easier. With Clip Notes, we save your haircut details, so you can get the look you love from the skilled stylists at any Great Clips salon. Plus, with convenient online check-in, you save time too. So even when you're not thinking about your next haircut, we are. And when you choose Great Clips, it's gonna be great. Download our app today. Join a salon team. Visit jobs.greatclips.com.
Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and the excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com.
Every Tuesday when the Las Vegas Aviators are home, we transform to the Reyes de Plata as part of baseball's Copa de la Diversión. Celebrate Hispanic heritage with incredible food, drinks, and entertainment. Purchase your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Friends, Bally Live is the home of minor league baseball. Download today to watch every game across every level for free and join in with live chats, trivia questions, and more. Watch, play, and win all season long on the Bally Live app. 2-0 Albuquerque, top of the third, and Lawrence Butler leads off for Las Vegas. He swings, it's a ground ball sharply wide at first, backhanded by Morales, who feeds Bramer at the bag for the 3-1 putout. Another well-hit ball by the Aviators, but a nice play by Morales going to his right to backhand it. Tell you what, he's a catcher, but he's made some good plays at first base in this series. One out. Butler hit the ball sharply, but Lawrence 0 for 1. Well, he does have 5 hits in the series. So the batter, Logan Davidson now. Logan, a switch hitter, batting right-handed. Entering this series, Davidson had been struggling. 2 for 20, but He's broken out of that. In the series, 6 for 12 with a double, a triple, and a home run. The pitch to him. That's a strike, 0-1. Davidson, 288. Three homers, 24 batted in since being called up from AA Midland. One out, nobody on. Top of the third, 2-0 in favor of Albuquerque. The lefty, Ben Bramer, to the motion. Kicks the right leg and deals the 0-1. And that changeup comes in low. One ball and one strike on Logan Davidson. Daryl Hernandez, a leadoff man, is on deck. And then Trenton Brooks would be up fourth here. Bramer, fastball, curveball, changeup, his main pitches. Here's the 1-1 on the way to Davidson. Ground ball up the middle, and a sliding stop by Tucker, who gets up and throws him out. Nice play. Again, Albuquerque, the number one defensive team in the Pacific Coast League in terms of fielding percentage, and they made some very good plays in the series. Tucker went to his right on a sharply hit ball to the right of second base. It's a low fastball, and Logan Davidson made good contact. But Tucker went sliding to backhand it from the fringe of the outfield grass and threw him out. Nice play. Another well-hit ball. But the Aviators have had 9 men bat, only one reach. Here's Hernandez. He hits a ground ball to second. To his left is Tucker. He makes a diving stop from the outfield, throws to first, and makes a sensational play to get Hernandez, and the inning is over. Tucker went way to his left after going way to his right on the Davidson ball. He went into an all-out dive and made a splendid play. And then he still had to throw out Hernandez, who runs well. And from the seat of his pants in the shallow portion of the outfield grass, he had a throw that had some hair on it, which is fitting because he's got the longest hair on the team. And he got Hernandez by a step. Some great defensive plays there in the Albuquerque infield. At the end of 2.5, Albuquerque 2, the Aviators nothing.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
Strike three, you're out.
Are you tired of striking out with copier sales companies? Hit a home run with AIS, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. We do more than just sell copiers and printers. We also provide phone systems and IT support. Everything your business needs to grow. We're different. We're local. We listen and we care. All while providing service you'll fall in love with. Let's have a conversation about your business. Call us today at 702-951-4AIS or visit us online at AIS-now.com. Worry less with AIS.
From the depths of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the Loan Approval Machine.
Let's face it, banks don't lend money anymore, and payday loan companies charge too much. Nobody has you covered like the DLC with our signature loans up to $5,000 in less than 30 minutes. Dollar Loan Center's been in business for more than 20 years and has over 250,000 customers for a reason. We're quick, inexpensive, safe, regulated, friendly, and have a cool jingle.
Licensed by the Data Financial Institutions Division. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
2-0 Albuquerque, first pitch, breaking ball in there for a strike from Estes to Cole Tucker. Comes back with a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. It's inside. 1-1. Tucker struck out swinging in the first against Estes. And Tucker just made a tremendous defensive play. In fact, two of them at the top of the inning. And so he leads off this inning. Takes outside. Changeup. 2-1. You see that a lot in baseball. Guy makes a great defensive play to end an inning, and he leads off the very next inning. Tucker batting second. Jimmy Herron and Daniel Montaño to follow. Two balls and a strike. Estes rocks and deals. Good off-speed pitch. Swung on and missed. The bottom dropped out of that changeup at 80 miles an hour. 2-2 on Tucker. Nobody on base, nobody out. Bottom of the third. Here's the 2-2 on the way from Estes. Same pitch. Change down and in. 3-2. Cole Tucker plays the game with a tremendous amount of energy and enthusiasm. Here's a 3-2 on the way. High fly ball to left field. Trenton Brooks in the shadows waiting, makes the catch. That routine fly ball. One out, and Jimmy Herron will come up. Bottom of the third, 2-0 Albuquerque. Entering this year, Estes was ranked by Baseball America as the 16th best prospect in the Oakland system. And he won't be 22 till October the 8th. 6'2", 190-pounder. Estes was going to go to Long Beach State. That was his original plan out of high school. Here's Heron. He takes ball one. Heron walked on four pitches and scored on the Montano home run. So the Braves had to buy him, essentially, out of that Long Beach State commitment and gave him a bunch of money. But his breakout year was 2 years later. There's a one-hopper to short, grabbed by Hernandez. He sidearms it over to first, and they're two down in the Albuquerque third inning. The batter's Daniel Montano now. At low A Augusta, Estes in 2021 struck out nearly a third of the men that he faced in 99 innings. And in every level that he's pitched, he's been one of the youngest players in his league. Strike on one. Last year at Lansing Midwest League, that's high A. He's one of the youngest guys there at age 20. Change up down low. 1-1 on Montano with the long home run down the right field line. Plenty of distance and just fair. Here's the 1-1 now. Estes turns on the rubber and delivers. Off-speed breaking ball down low. 2-1. So again, Oakland grabbed Estes, part of that Matt Olson trade. Sent him immediately to Lansing for his age 20 season last year. 4.55 ERA, averaging a strikeout per inning. Again, one of the youngest players at that level. Pitch fouled away, 2-2. There's one thing Oakland would like Estes to develop. It's a swing and a miss pitch. He doesn't really have an elite put away offering. Not a wipeout pitch. Pitch bounces and kicks away from Pozo. Changeup. And the count goes full on Daniel Montano. But the fastball has plenty of carry and run. It can come in on righties. And got a good slider and an improving changeup. There's a ground ball to second to his left is Schumann. He has to wait for Davidson to get back to the bag, which he does. And the throw there beats Montano. So after since the walk to Morales leading off the second, Estes has settled in and gotten six straight outs. And we now go to the fourth inning in Albuquerque, game five of the series. Albuquerque 2, the Aviators nothing.
Win prizes with Club Ride when you ride the bus, bike, carpool, walk, or work from home. Club Ride can help you find a better way to work that will save you time and money. Plus, Club Ride gives away hundreds of prizes every month for reporting your work or school trips. Sign up at ClubRideLV.com or download the Club Ride Rewards app and start scoring prizes today. Club Ride is a free service brought to you by the Regional Transportation Commission of Southern Nevada.
Welcome to Mesquite. Welcome to golf, dining, outdoor recreation, gaming, and fun for the whole family. All in one convenient location. Plan your quick escape at visitmesquite.com.
Keep your energy going strong with FlexPay from NV Energy. FlexPay helps you flex your budgeting muscles with more ways to pay. Pay in advance or as you go. Pay down past due balances and choose the amounts and dates that work best for you. All without any deposits, credit checks, or late fees. So whether you want more flexibility or are just trying to manage your budget, FlexPay can help keep it in good shape. Learn more and sign up at nvenergy.com/FlexPay.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Hey, friends, check out the Catch at Las Vegas Ballpark with host Matt Neverett on the Aviators YouTube channel. Don't miss any of the features from around the park and a look at upcoming events at the best venue in minor league baseball, Las Vegas Ballpark. That's the Catch on the Aviators YouTube channel. All right, fourth inning, 2-0 Albuquerque. The heat of the day is done and things are cooling down a little bit. The entire field is now in shadow. And lefty Ben Bramer has retired 9 of 10, although he's been fortunate because there have been a lot of balls hit hard. And the Albuquerque's very good defense has helped him early in this game. Pitches low ball, one to Brooks. Brooks hit a fly ball to deep right that carried about 390 or so. Caught by Hanna in front of the warning track near the 404 sign. Here's the 1-0 on the way from Bramer. Big chopper up the first base side, foul. 1-1 on Trenton Brooks. Ben Bramer out of Baton Rouge, 29-year-old southpaw. Here's the 1-1 to Brooks. He lines one toward left center. That's in for a base hit. Quinn over to cut it off, and he'll play it back in. Well, Brooks gets the second Las Vegas hit of the day, and the batter, Kevin Smith. Brooks is now 4-for-10 in this series with that base hit. Smith lined a double to left field his first time up, and he's up again. This is not Bramer's first go-around in AAA. He was at Rochester in the Washington Nationals organization. Had very ordinary numbers, though. Here's the pitch. Smith hits a high drive to deep right center. Quinn going back. He's at the track, and that ball is going to be out of here. It carries over the fence to the left of the 404 sign. Kevin Smith gets into it. That's his 11th home run in only 98 at-bats for the Aviators. And the game is now tied at 2 in the top of the fourth inning. Smith has doubled and homered in this game. Breeze is blowing out that way, but it's not blowing as hard as it was earlier. Likely that ball would have gone out anyway. So now, the game even at 2. And with nobody out, here's Pozo. Like I said, Bramer fortunate that coming into the fourth inning, he hadn't given up any runs. Only one hit. Pozo takes a strike, 0-1. That ball just got out to the left of the 404 sign. Pozo fouled out to the first baseman, Morales. He was off balance with a swing on an off-speed pitch in about, I think that pitch went 77 miles an hour. Here's the 1-0. Fastball, that's too low, 2-0. Pozo, 332 and 229 at-bats. 11 homers, 49 batted in. Connor Capel on deck, then Max Schumann here in the fourth. Pozo swings and doesn't get that one. Fastball tailing away from him at 91. He turns and asks Mark Stewart Jr., did I swing at a strike? One and two is the proper count here. Ben Bramer majored in sport and coaching and business at Auburn. Played football for 2 years in high school, also at Catholic High School. The 1-2. Pozo reaches out. It's a dunker into shallow right. Tucker, Morales, and Hanna, and the second baseman, Tucker. And I'll tell you something. Rice out of that infield doing a very nice job for Albuquerque. Of course, Pozo didn't hit that one hard at all, unlike a lot of the hard-hit balls early in this game that have been caught. But Tucker went racing out and made a nice catch. He's got a giant grin on his face. Boy, he loves to play this game. Nice play. It's the third really good play he's made. One out. Here's Capel. He popped out to Tucker, leading off the second, the first pitch that he saw. Connor at 280, seven homers, 33 batted in. Hits a chopper to second. Tucker moves in and handles this one and flips it over to first. Two down. Capel, second straight at bat, going after the first pitch, and the batter's Max Schumann now. Bramer's high school team won the state title in Louisiana when he was a senior. But he pitched at Fresno a few years ago, and he was 0-6 with an ERA over 7 when Fresno was a AAA team. Swing and a miss, good off-speed pitch at 81 miles an hour. Schumann hit the ball deep, and it was caught in deep right center by Roman Quinn, a ball that went well over 400 feet, but it was an out. Here's the 0-1. Driven to right, slicing toward the line. Hanna on the move, can't get this one. It bounces and hits by the 340 sign. Schumann racing for second base. He has a stand-up double with two outs in the Las Vegas fourth inning. Now you keep hitting the ball hard. Eventually, some balls are going to fall in. Schumann put a good swing on that ball. And for Max, his fifth hit of the series in 21 at-bats. So it's a 2-2 tie. The Aviators have four hits, three of them in this inning. Single by Brooks, the home run by Smith. And with two outs, that double by Schumann. And here is Dykeman, who will try to cash in Schumann and put the Aviators in front. The pitch. Strike over the outside corner, 0-1. That was Schumann's 15th double of the year. Trenton Brooks leads the team with 21 doubles. Pozo has 20. Here's the 0-2. Dykeman waits the pitch. Change down low. One ball and two strikes on Greg Dykeman. So a couple of Louisiana guys going head-to-head here. Ben Bramer from Baton Rouge and Dykeman from just outside New Orleans, Metairie. 1-1. Schumann, good speed off second base. Shortstop Kaiser is behind him. The left-hander Bramer has a look at Schumann and now comes to Dykeman on the pitch on the way now. High fly ball to deep right. Backing up is Hanna. Hanna's at the track. Hanna's at the wall, and it's gone. Greg Dykeman hits his fourth home run and his third home run of the series. The Aviators have hit two-run home runs in this inning, and they now lead Albuquerque 4-2. If you heard the crowd's reaction right there, the crowd, obviously, they weren't cheering because Dykeman hit a home run against their team. Wouldn't make a lot of sense. They were cheering because some guy in a cherry red shirt, young guy looked like maybe late teens, went leaping in the air and caught that ball on the fly. Strike 0-1. So the Aviators, again, a lot of hard contact in the first three innings, but no luck. And that's turning around here. Single by Brooks, home run by Smith, double by Schumann, home run by Dykeman. Butler takes a strike over the outside corner. It's 0-2. 4-2 Las Vegas now in the fourth. Butler hit a sharp ground ball wide of first, grabbed by Morales, who fed it to Bramer covering for a 3-1 putout. Lawrence at 278. Four homers, 21 batted in. The 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball, did he go? Yep, he went. Curveball down around his ankles. He tried to hold up and he went around. The appeal, third base umpire Tom Hanahan making the call. That is the first strikeout for Bramer, but the Aviators nevertheless have a nice inning for themselves. Four runs on four hits, including home runs by Kevin Smith and Greg Dykeman, each with a man on. No errors, no one left. And at the end of 3 1/2 innings of play, Las Vegas 4, Albuquerque 2.
Just can't it. My grease it hits me so hard, makes me say, oh my lord, thank you for giving me a big round. Can't you catch this grease? No good when it goes down the pipes and the drains and it heads into town. I know with this pan, no pain in the drain, put it in the can. For more information about how you can keep fat, oil, grease, and grit out of the drain, visit painofthedrain.com.
Some things are just baseball. A frosty beverage on a warm day and the smell of hot dogs wafting through the ballpark. And the Credit One Bank Platinum X5 Visa. With the X5, you can purchase all those things that make baseball baseball and earn cashback rewards in the process. So treat yourself to that mini Aviators helmet overflowing with ice cream. It's your time at the ballpark. Enjoy it your way and earn cashback rewards with the Platinum X5 Visa. Live large. Learn more at creditonebank.com. Terms apply. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review-Journal 7-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
All right, we're back here in Albuquerque. Russ Langer with you. Nice crowd. Easily the biggest crowd of this series. Fireworks after the game. Joey Estes, rookie right-hander, now pitching with a lead for the first time. He deals a nice breaking ball in there for a strike to the right-handed hitting Albuquerque catcher, Willie MacGyver. MacGyver lined a single to center in the first. Estes now leading 4-2, bottom of the fourth inning. Changeup, pull foul outside third. 0-2. Estes now, as we work in the fourth inning, has unleashed 55 pitches, 32 of them strikes. We walked Heron with two outs in the first and allowed a home run by Montaño. But since then, he's given up just a single and a walk. And now the next pitch is a little low. Off-speed pitch, 1-2 on MacGyver. Ball and two strikes. Hunter Stovall on deck, and then Jonathan Morales, all right-handed batters. Fastball swung on and missed, strike three. That's what Brian Corey meant when he said that Estes can be sneaky. He got ahead of MacGyver with a series of changeups in the low 80s, and that fastball jumping in there 92-93, and MacGyver could not catch up to it. One out. That's seven straight retired by Las Vegas 21-year-old righty Joey Estes here in his AAA debut. One out for Stovall. He struck out to end the first. He takes a pitch that's called a ball. Pozo wants to challenge. There's our first challenge for the Aviators. Pitch was a touch high, according to the graphic. So the Aviators have two challenges now. And the count is 1-0. High drive to deep left center. Really hit. Brooks going all the way back, and it's way up against the scoreboard. Hunter Stovall hits his eighth home run, and now the Las Vegas lead is cut to 4-3 in the bottom of the fourth inning. Stovall's sixth hit of the series, and so it's a 4-3 Vegas lead that breaks the spell. He had retired seven straight. Got five strikeouts now and three and a third. There's a pitch fouled away off to the left by Jonathan Morales. Got out in front on an 84-mile-an-hour off-speed pitch. Strike one. Morales walked on four pitches opening up the second and got forced out on a ground ball by Jameson Hanna. There's a ball hit deep to left. Brooks going back to the track. Jumps up and makes a one-handed catch one step in front of the fence. Well, Morales toying with his 10th homer of the year, but Brooks went back, made a very nice one-handed play deep on the track. Two outs, and here's Kaiser. Struck out swinging his first time up. All right. Here's the pitch. Inside ball one. In the Pacific Coast League, they're playing halves for the first time in many years. Oklahoma City Dodgers won the first half. So the race for the second and final playoff spot is pretty tight. Pitches up and in, 2-0 on Kaiser. Albuquerque, 19-12 in the driver's seat, but Las Vegas only one game behind him. If the Aviators win this game, they'll be tied with Albuquerque. The Aviators are 18-13 in the second half. Off-speed pitch, chased and missed. It's 2-1 on Kaiser. 4-3 Las Vegas, bottom of the fourth. Behind Las Vegas, you've got Tacoma, 17-14. They're only a game back of the Aviators. Change is low. And Pozo wants to challenge that one. See if it's upheld or not. The Aviators have lost one challenge in this inning. And the call is overturned. Pozo was correct. It's a strike instead of 3-0. It's a 2-1 count on Connor Kaiser. Round Rock is 15-16. Everybody else is well under 500 in the second half. But there's a lot of time to go. Rest of August and basically all of September, most of September. There's a changeup in there. Strike three called. Wow, he's throwing that changeup pretty nicely. That one drifted in at 85. And froze Kaiser, who strikes out for the second time. Six strikeouts for Estes in four innings in his AAA debut. Albuquerque makes it close with one run on the home run by Stovall. One hit, no errors, no one left. And at the end of four, Las Vegas 4 and Albuquerque 3.
Since 1939, America First has been helping people pursue their financial goals. And as we have, we've become one of the largest credit unions in the country. The reason why is simple. It's because every day we do our very best to help each person, family, and business we serve to realize their individual dreams and achieve financial well-being. True to our name, we always strive to put our members and employees first. So come join us and let us put you first. America First Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
The greatest city on earth is bouncing back. Thanks to the hard work of the brave men and women of Laborers Union Local 872, we never stopped the build. Our members are on job sites across the valley, working to ensure that Las Vegas keeps its place as the sports and entertainment capital of the world. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Welcome to Mesquite. Welcome to golf, dining, outdoor recreation, gaming, and fun for the whole family, all in one convenient location. Plan your quick escape at visitmesquite.com.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet, 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
All right, we head to the fifth inning. Las Vegas leading 4-3. It's indicative of how close the series has been. The teams have divided the first four games, two up and two down. Logan Davidson swings early to change up from Ben Bramer, strike one. Davidson was robbed of a hit and a good play by second baseman Cole Tucker. Sharp ground ball up the middle. Tucker went to his right to one, sliding on the grass, the fringe of the outfield grass, and threw him out. Pitches outside. 1-1 on Logan Davidson. Davidson batting ninth. His average stands at .286 with three homers, 24 batted in. One of the homers in this series. He's also doubled and tripled in this series. Darryl Hernández on deck. Another change. Swung on a miss. And Logan momentarily lost his balance with that one-handed swing. Went down on one knee. 1-2. Ben Bramer pitching in the fifth inning with Las Vegas leading 4-3. All of the scoring on both sides has been on home runs so far in this game. Here's the 1-2 to Logan Davidson. Bramer ready his pitch. And that off-speed pitch is down around the ankles. Two balls and two strikes. Nobody on, nobody out in the top of the fifth. Las Vegas on top 4-3. The 2-2 pitch on the way. Fastball. A little squibber up the first base side. Back into by Morales, who throws to Bramer, covering too late. Logan Davidson is not what you would call a burner, but that was a weird ground ball. It had a lot of spin on it as it bounced on the grass between the mound and first base, and it took kind of an etch-a-sketch route. It started toward first, then it spun more toward second, and Morales had to go a long way to get to it. And then feed Bramer, who was covering the bag. Davidson is safe because, as I see in the replay, Bramer was concentrating on catching Morales' throw, and when he stomped his foot down, he missed the bag. He came close, but he missed. There's a push bunt by Hernández. Here comes Tucker to pick it up and throw. Safe. He did it again. Darryl Hernández running like his life depended on it. And that's why he just got a bunt single. Well, they say these things even out. Davidson hit the ball well his first at bat, but was victimized by a good defensive play by second baseman Cole Tucker. Then he hit a squibber for a base hit here. And Hernández, a push bunt. Close play at first. And Hernández called safe on a bang-bang play. Brooks has flied out and singled and scored. He takes a strike and it's 0-1. So Davidson at second, Hernández at first. Seven hits for the Aviators. Here's the strike one pitch to Trenton Brooks. He lines one foul to the left out of play. And it's 0-2. Davidson, the runner at second. Hernández at first. Hernández, that's his ninth hit in the series in 18 at-bats. In a grand slam last night. But, like I said, one of the reasons that Hernández is doing what he is doing, and if you haven't been following, you might ask, well, okay, what is he doing? Well, he entered the game hitting .373. And he's now 1-for-3 in this game. Well, if you're hitting .373, you go 1-for-3, your average goes down because that's the high-rent district. But the point is, he wouldn't be anywhere near .370 if he didn't hustle. He's had a bunch of infield hits, and right there a bunt where he just runs and runs and runs. Fastball fouled away by Brooks. That shouldn't be something that's unusual. But it's not so unusual. So Hernández, flying up the line, is safe on that bunt. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Trenton Brooks. Breaking ball down and away. One ball and two strikes. Bramer now. We're in the fifth inning. Las Vegas leads it 4-3. Bramer, 54 pitches, 40 strikes. He hasn't walked anybody. He's one strikeout. Davidson at second. Hernández at first. Brooks up with Kevin Smith on deck. Left-hander stretches. A look at the runners. The 1-2 to Brooks. And that slider's up high. 2-2 on Trenton Brooks. MacGyver, the catcher, sets up the target. Davidson off second. Hernández off first. The 2-2 pitch to Trenton Brooks. Breaking ball, a squibber toward first. Morales waits for it, picks it up and goes to the bag and gets there just ahead of Brooks. Brooks was busting it up the line, too. Good hustle by Brooks, and Morales was forced to go quickly, and he got there one step ahead of Brooksy. One out, but it's one of those constructive outs. He moved Davidson to third and Hernández to second with one out. Brooks now 1-for-3. Now with Las Vegas leading 4-3 in the top of the fifth. And with second and third and one out, Albuquerque elects to pull the infield in. Kevin Smith has not had any trouble with Bramer. A line drive, hard double to left, and a home run over the fence in right center. Infield in, the pitch. Smitty takes it high, ball one. In on the right side, Morales and Tucker. In on the left side, Kaiser and Stovall. Stovall's about even with the bag. 1-0. First base is open, but it doesn't get any easier with Yoel Pozo on deck. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Smith swings through that changeup. And it's now a ball and a strike on Kevin Smith. One and one. Second and third, one gone. Infield in for the Isotopes, the 1-1. Fastball foul back by Smith. Came in after him at 90 miles an hour. One ball and two strikes. Smith, even though he's a right-handed hitter, has hit righties better, .324, than lefties, entering the game .240 against lefties. But he's 2-for-2 against this lefty. And he has six hits and 15 at-bats in the series. Davidson off third. Hernández off second. One out, top of the fifth, 4-3 Las Vegas. Bramer set the left-hander's pitch. Slow breaking ball. Swung on and missed strike three. He threw a curveball down in the zone at 80. And he gets Smith, who had hurt him twice earlier. It's his second strikeout. Now the infield can back up with two outs. And it's up to Pozo, who had four hits and five at-bats last night. And in this game, fouled out to first, popped out to second in the shallow right at a good running catch by the second baseman, Cole Tucker. Second and third, two down. And the pitch. Fly ball hit deep to left, going back Montaño. Montaño is at the track, and now he gives way to Quinn. Quinn called him off midway deep on the track, and the catch is made in the inning. Pozo just missed a three-run home run. The Aviators threatened, but they cannot score. No runs, two hits, no errors, two men left. After four and a half, Las Vegas 4, Albuquerque 3.
At PowerShift by NV Energy, we offer the best ways to save energy and money. And there's no better way to save both than with the PowerShift bundle. In just one easy appointment at your home, you get a total of three PowerShift services. We'll install a free smart thermostat, give you a free home assessment with tips to save even more energy, and give you energy-saving items like LED bulbs and air filters for free. Request your bundle today at nvenergy.com/powershift.
Red Rock Resort and Casino is your Las Vegas Aviators pregame and postgame hangout destination. With a 16-screen movie theater, a 72-lane bowling center, and many award-winning restaurants and bars, you'll find something for everyone to enjoy. Located conveniently next to the Las Vegas ballpark, there's no better place to continue the fun. Red Rock Resort and Casino, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
The word iconic is often overused in the automotive world, but no one could deny the description iconic when talking about the all-new 2023 Range Rover. The redesigned 2023 Range Rover has been elevated to an all-new level of comfort and capability, and for the first time ever, seven-passenger seating is available. Come see for yourself today at Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or online at LRLV.com.
All right, here we go. Bottom of the fifth inning, Las Vegas leading 4-3. And the young righty, 21-year-old out of Palmdale, California, Joey Estes, in his AAA debut, has gone four innings. He has allowed three runs earned so far on three hits. He's walked two and struck out six. He holds a one-run advantage into the fifth. Estes has thrown 66 pitches, 39 strikes. Done decently here under not great conditions. First ever AAA game, the tender age of 21. On the road, big crowd, mariachi night, fireworks. So far, he's held his own. Number nine hitter, Jameson Hanna, leads off. He hit into a force play his first time up. The pitch to him. And that one missed a little high. Ball one. 1-0. Hanna 3-for-6 in the series. Hitting .263 in just 19 at-bats since he joined the team. Left-handed batter. Runs well. Open stance. The 1-0. That's up and away. Ball two. 2-0. Anyway, the A's have said that what they believe they have in Estes is they try to project what he can do a little bit further down the road. The pitch is outside. Now he's behind Hanna, 3-0. They think that his ceiling is as a back-of-the-rotation starter. Not an ace, but a guy who could be in the big leagues as a number 4 or 5. There's a strike, 3-1. We'll see. Half the fun is finding out. Hanna opening up the fifth. Las Vegas leading 4-3. Again, all the scoring on both sides on home runs. 3-1 pitch to Hanna. High fly ball to deep center. Capel going back. Capel's at the track. Capel reaches and makes a running one-handed catch in front of the 428 side. That ball went at least 415 feet. One out. Nice play by Capel. Long way to go to get there. Here's Roman Quinn. He has struck out and rolled into a force play. Got away with a bad pitch. It was a fastball middle in. Capel able to run it down. That ball is a home run almost everywhere else. But not here, which 428. There's a breaking ball. Falls in there for a strike to Quinn. 0-1. Quinn from Port St. Joe, Florida. Had a chance to meet him the other day. And a very affable chap. A little right-handed batter. He takes a fastball under the elbows at 90 miles an hour. 1-1. Cole Tucker is on deck. The count actually is 2-0. I'm correcting myself. 2-0. Now the fastball chop foul to the third base dugout. 2-1. Joey Estes. Going back to work. Quinn hitting just 149 in 74 bats. And takes a change up low. Throwing that off-speed stuff a lot. Three balls and a strike. The correct count is 2-2. Scoreboard said 3-1. It's now been corrected. It is 2-2. And the next pitch, breaking ball, a soft liner to first, caught by Logan Davidson, who goes down to one knee to make sure. Two outs. The batter now, Cole Tucker. The Aviators, again, with all of the tremendous workload that has been dumped on the bullpen in this series. And on top of that, they don't have as many available arms tonight anyway. Tucker takes a low ball, 1-1-0. He has struck out and flied out. Colton Eastman given his release. Here's the 1-0 to Tucker. Breaking ball a little bit inside through the slider. Two balls and no strikes on Cole Tucker. 4-3 Las Vegas, bottom of the fifth. They really want Estes to go six. Here's the pitch on the way. Tucker takes it low. Ball three, 3-0. Jimmy Herron on deck. But they said they're going to cap him at 90 pitches. We'll see. But last night's game was a bullpen game. So I don't know that any of those pitchers who worked last night are available tonight. And the pitch is inside. A four-pitch walk to Tucker. Third walk allowed by Estes. The other walks didn't hurt him. Let's see if this one cost him or not. Here's Herron. Herron walked and scored on the Montaño homer in the first and bounced out to short his next time up in the third. Brian Corey goes to the mound. Corey was at the mound in the first inning. Now in the fifth, he's there again. Anyway, Cole Tucker, and this might be part of the reason that Corey's out there. Tucker has seven steals, has been caught four times. But the Aviators have not been good at stopping the opponent's running game. And Albuquerque is very aggressive on the bases. Second mound visit for the Aviators. They have three left. All right, Herron. Good power, good speed, stepping up from the right side. Las Vegas, four runs, seven hits, no errors. Albuquerque, three runs, three hits, no errors. Bottom of the fifth, Tucker, the would-be tying run at first, has about a three-and-a-half-step lead over there, held on by Logan Davidson. Estes, the right-hander, turns, throws to first, and he just got back. Boy, Tucker was leaning, and Estes showed a good move and threw a low strike. I mean, that thing was about shin high, and Davidson caught it, slapped a quick tag on Tucker just late. Herron waits. There's a changeup, a one-hopper into the third base dugout. Strike one. 0-1. Lefty Francisco Perez is throwing in the Las Vegas bullpen. Well, this might be Estes' last inning, although they wanted him to go six. The strike one. There's a bounding ball fouled outside third, 0-2. Last night in the bullpen game, Jorge Ruiz, Colin Palouse, and Billy Sullivan each threw two innings. None of them are available tonight, and maybe not even tomorrow. Garrett Williams went an inning and a third, but threw 32 pitches, so he's not going to be used. Chase Cohen went two-thirds of an inning. Not likely to be used, but I think in an emergency they could use him. The 0-2 stretch. Tucker leads off first the pitch. High fouled off to the right of the plate. Fastball at 92. Still 0-2 on Jimmy Herron. Hogan Harris has rejoined the team after being sent down from Oakland. But it's not been announced as to when he's going to pitch. And the same for another pitcher who was just sent down. Here, throw to first, and just back again is Cole Tucker. Taylor Scott, the other one who is here, but they say, I was told before the game, he will not be used tonight. The 0-2 pitch, Estes delivers. A liner back over second base. That's grabbed there by Schumann, who throws to first too late. Excellent effort by Schumann. A soft liner that was a seeing eye liner. It bounced near the bag. Hernandez going to his left, couldn't get it. Schumann made a great effort going to his right to backhand it, but Herron is very quick, and there was no way they're going to be able to throw him out. Good off-balance throw. But or Heron well past the bag. So the two-out walk and an infield hit. Two-on, two-out for Montano. Pozo goes to the mound. This might be it for Estes. He is at 84 pitches. They want to cap him at 90. Two-on, two-out. Now, Montano's a left-handed hitter. He's already homered and grounded out. And Fran is slowly heading up the dugout steps. He's trying to give Perez as much chance as he can to get loose out there in the bullpen. But Fran Reardon's going to come get his young righty. So Estes, unfortunately for him, unable to get the last out of the fifth inning that would have qualified him for a win in his Triple-A debut. Nonetheless, he showed a lot of grittiness and a lot of competitiveness, and he's going to walk off the mound. He should feel good about himself nevertheless. It's a 4-3 Vegas lead. Estes goes 4 2/3. He had two outs in the inning. Walk Tucker, then the infield hit by Heron, and he's done for the night. All right, pitching change. Francisco Perez will go after the lefty, Daniel Montano, when we come back after this.
From the depths of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the Loan Approval Machine.
Let's face it, banks don't lend money anymore, and payday loan companies charge too much. Nobody has you covered like the DLC with our signature loans up to $5,000 in less than 30 minutes. Dollar Loan Center's been in business for more than 20 years and has over 250,000 customers for a reason. We're quick, inexpensive, safe, regulated, friendly, and have a cool jingle.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
The greatest city on earth is bouncing back. Thanks to the hard work of the brave men and women of Laborers Union Local 872, we never stop the build. Our members are on job sites across the valley, working to ensure that Las Vegas keeps its place as the sports and entertainment capital of the world. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Welcome back, friends. Yeah, we're in Albuquerque. Great crowd tonight, and it's turned into a beautiful night. Pretty warm here, up in upper 90s. Not bad by Vegas standards, but here in Albuquerque, it's pretty warm. But it's cooling off, high altitude. Albuquerque is Albuquerque's higher than Denver, a little-known fact. In fact, usually the overnight lows in the summer in the mid-60s. Francisco Perez takes over. Las Vegas leads it 4-3 in the bottom of the fifth inning. Perez takes over for rookie righty Joey Estes, who went 4 2/3 so far, three runs charged to him. The two men on base are his responsibility. Cole Tucker at second, Jimmy Heron at first. Perez from the Dominican will face Montano, who's homered and grounded out. Pitch, breaking ball, bounces. Pozo picks it up quickly in the runner's hold. Ball one. 1-0. Francisco Perez, 6'2", 195 pounds. 26 years old from Loma de Cabrera in the Dominican. He's in the Nationals organization last year. He has a little bit of big league time with them, a little bit of big league time with Cleveland before then. The 1-0 on the way to Montano. Perez checks the runners. Left-hander kicks. Here he comes. Breaking ball a little bit outside. It's 2-0. Infield, set up with a force at any base. Perez ready again. And the 2-0. Fastball, little outside, 3-0. This is the guy they want Perez to get. This is Montano's a lefty. You have a right-handed hitting catcher, MacGyver, on deck. This is Perez's 23rd game for Las Vegas. He joined them in mid-May. 3-1 with a 5.59 ERA. Hit two shutout innings 4 days ago in this series. And there's ball four, so he's not able to throw a strike to Montano. That loads the bases. Tucker, the tying run, is at third. Heron is at second. The batter's MacGyver, who is singled and struck out. Perez, fastball in the low 90s generally. He's got a slider, and one pitch that when he can command it is really effective for him is a split-fingered fastball with heavy sink. All right, bases loaded, two down. Here's McIver, 283. Pair of homers, 11 runs batted in and 60 at-bats. There's a ground ball to third. Over there to pick it up is Smith. He throws to Schumann at second for the force out on the runner from first, Montano. And with one pitch, Perez gets McIver out after the walk to Montano, and the inning is over. Albuquerque threatens, but they get no runs in the fifth inning on one hit. No errors. They leave three after five. Las Vegas four, Albuquerque three.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. Nine locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the valley and all along the strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Keep your energy going strong with FlexPay from NV Energy. FlexPay helps you flex your budgeting muscles with more ways to pay. Pay in advance or as you go. Pay down past due balances and choose the amounts and dates that work best for you. All without any deposits, credit checks, or late fees. So whether you want more flexibility or are just trying to manage your budget, FlexPay can help keep it in good shape. Learn more and sign up at nvenergy.com/FlexPay.
All right, welcome back, friends. Okay, we go to the sixth inning, and a tight one. Las Vegas leading 4-3, all the scoring on home runs. Aviators have four runs because of a two-run home run by Kevin Smith and a two-run home run by Greg Dykeman. Both home runs came in the fourth inning. Aviators got all four of their runs. Albuquerque, two in the first and a two-run home run by Daniel Montano and a solo homer in the fourth by Hunter Stovall. And Ben Bramer is going to start the sixth inning. 5, 6, and 7 for Las Vegas. Connor Capel, Max Schumann, Greg Dykeman. Nobody on base, nobody out. Las Vegas leading 4-3. And Bramer delivers. It's a little high ball one at 89. Fastball, missing above the letters. 1-0 on Capel. Capel has popped a second and grounded a second in this game. Connor at 279. 7 homers, 33 batted in, and a dozen steals. Pitches a little outside. It is 2-0. School board in Oklahoma City. Seventh inning, Round Rock 4, Oklahoma City 1. Seventh inning in Sugar Land. Tacoma leading Sugar Land 5-2. Pitch is low. 3-0 now. In Salt Lake, they've reached the fifth inning. El Paso leading the Salt Lake Bees 3-0. Top of the second, Reno leading at Sacramento 1-0. Sacramento will be at Las Vegas Ballpark next week starting Tuesday. There's a strike, 3-1. Schumann waits his turn on deck. Bramer hasn't walked anybody yet, but he's got a 3-1 count on Capel, and there's a foul ball backing out of play. 3-2. Glad you could join us tonight. Sun setting behind the ballpark, casting an amber glow on the beautiful Sandia Mountain Range, visible beyond center field and then extending to right. There's ball four to Capel, but Albuquerque wants to challenge that. And now we'll see. Well, it got the bottom of the zone. So instead of ball four, it's strike three. And Capel was just about to first base, but now he has to go to the dugout. So Capel called out on strikes. Again, Bramer gets his third strikeout. Still hasn't walked anybody yet. He had a 3-0 count on Capel, came back to get him. One out in the Vegas sixth. The Aviators leading 4-3. And here's Schumann. Long fly out to center and a double right and scored in the Dykeman home run. Bramer delivers. And a pitch hits him. The pitch was actually caught by the catcher, Willie McGiver, but it grazed Schumann on the way in. Well, Max is aboard. And I certainly wouldn't bet against seeing Schumann try to steal a base here. Vegas up 4-3 in the sixth. One out for Dykeman, who's grounded out, and he is homered. Schumann, 14 steals. Been caught six times. He leads off the base. About three steps away. Morales holds him on. Dykeman swings through a 92-mile-an-hour fastball. Strike one. Lawrence Butler on deck. One on, one out, sixth inning. Bramer out of a stretch. A look at first. Schumann leads away. There he goes. The pitch is a ball. Throw to second base, and he's in there. Steal number 15 for Schumann in 21 tries. Not a bad throw by McGiver to the shortstop Kaiser. Fairly close, but Max got in there. I'm looking at the replay. That's a good call by Harley Acosta. One and one on Dykeman. Now Bramer steps off. And now he steps back on. Schumann leads away from second. One ball and one strike on Dykeman. The breeze picking up, blowing it harder again out to right. And the pitch. Dykeman, it's a ground ball down the first baseline. Fair ball. Grabbed by Morales, who goes to the bag himself for out number two. Dykeman throws his hands up in the air as if to say, wasn't that a foul ball? Said something to Todd Takeyoshi as he walks away. Dykeman thought it was foul, but it was called fair. And Schumann is aboard at third now with two outs. And here's Butler. Butler, a sharp ground out to first and also a strikeout. The pitch. Lawrence checks his swing, takes a breaking ball low. 1-0. Bramer, 71 pitches. It's not a lot, but Las Vegas leads 4-3. Schumann off the bag at third. Butler, 274, four homers, 21 batted in, 5 out of 15 in the series. The 1-0 pitch on the way. Butler chases a curveball, 1-1. Butler stepping back in with a one ball, one strike count. In his formative years, had a lot of instruction. A very good major league outfielder, Marquise Grissom. Here's the 1-1 on the way to Butler. Bramer kicks. Here he comes. Fastball taken high at 91. Two balls and a strike now. If Butler reaches, Logan Davidson would be next. 2-1. Outfield about straight away. Center fielder Quinn a couple of steps toward left center. Playing Butler ever so slightly the opposite way. The infield is playing it straight up all the way around. The 2-1. High. 3-1. Butler back in again. Those bright orange batting gloves. Works the wood up and back some more. McIver sets up the target. Schumann, hands on his hips. Down the line from third. 3-1 pitch to Butler. He swings and fouls that fastball back. 3-2. No, I don't know that that was a strike, but Lawrence trying to make something happen. Fouled it away. 3-2. Aviators all four runs in the fourth. And looking for a bit of insurance here as they bat in the sixth. Schumann down the line from third. Here's the 3-2. To Lawrence Butler. Bramer delivers. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Off-speed breaking ball got him for his fourth strikeout. Bramer staying in the game, making some good pitches when he had to. Remember in the fifth inning, first and second, nobody out, and the Aviators couldn't score. In this inning, Schumann at second, one out, and they're not able to score. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Las Vegas 4, Albuquerque 3.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.valleyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonials.
We are in the bottom of the sixth inning. Las Vegas leads 4-3. Francisco Perez throws ball one to Hunter Stovall. Stovall against the starter Joey Estes struck out and homered 1-for-2. 6 hits in the series and 17 at-bats. Perez 1-0 pitch. High foul near the first base dugout. Pozo racing over, and he's out of room. He came racing over by the dugout steps, and Fran Reardon, who was leaning on the railing, walked toward the steps to make sure he could direct Pozo and let him know how much room he had. Well, the ball was back out of play. 1-1. On deck, Jonathan Morales and Connor Kaiser. Base is empty. No one out. Bottom of the sixth. Las Vegas up 4-3. Game five of a six-gamer. Big crowd here tonight in Albuquerque. Here's the 1-1. Fastball, a strike at the knees on the inside corner. Good pitch. 92 miles an hour. Perez rarely goes beyond that in terms of velocity. 1-2. And the pitch on the way on the 1-2. There's the splitter. Swung on and missed strike three. Oh, that's a tough pitch. 75 miles an hour. Diving out of the zone. First strikeout for Perez, and it brings up Jonathan Morales. All right, here are the numbers for 21-year-old rookie right-hander Joey Estes. By rookie, I mean he's making his AAA debut. 4 2/3 innings, 4 hits, 3 runs earned. He walked 3, struck out 6, threw 85 pitches, 48 strikes. And the most important thing with regard to Estes, he kept his team in the game. He came within 1 out of qualifying for a win. He'll get no decision. Pitches ball 1 to Morales. Morales against Estes walked and lined out to deep left. The ball caught on the warning track by Brooks. There's a long drive to center now. Racing back is Capel on the dead run. Now he turns and makes a one-handed catch and gets to the base of the 428 sign. Another good play by Capel. That was similar to the play he made on the ball hit by Jameson Hanna leading off the fifth. Boy, Morales hit that one a long way, and that ball at least 400 feet, maybe 410. Capel had to catch up to that ball and got it as he was getting out of the warning track, heading directly to the 428 sign. Two down. Here's Kaiser. Struck out twice against Estes and takes a pitch, low ball one. 1-0. Game one of the series on Tuesday, Las Vegas 1-8-4. Jorge Ruiz got the win in relief. That was the game that Trey Shupak started. Swing and a miss. 1-1 now. And Perez was great. Gave up a single to Stovall, who just struck out against him. Then he struck out Kaiser and got Winton Bernard, who's not playing tonight, had hit a double play. Then he got Heron Tucker and Aaron Shunk, who's not playing in this game, on 3 fly balls in the next inning. Spencer Patton sealed it up. Las Vegas 1-8-4. 1-1. Connor Kaiser. And they'll see what kind of a leash they have on Perez. Again, the Aviators bullpen heavily taxed and slightly understaffed, which has not been a problem for them much of the year with all the extra pitchers they've had. Pitch foul at the plate, 1-2. But again, bullpen night last night. So, Jorge Ruiz, Colin Palouz, Billy Sullivan, Garrett Williams, all throwing up enough pitches last night that they almost assuredly will not be used tonight, and not maybe not even tomorrow. We'll see who feels like they can go tomorrow, but tomorrow is another day, as we all know. Chase Cohen, maybe. Easton Lucas pitched two innings the day before. He might be able to go. Spencer Patton, I would think, could go an inning. Chad Smith certainly could pitch. But Colton Eastman released. Danny Jimenez, his rehab is over. He's back up with Oakland. There's a splitter low. 2-2 now. And they did say that Taylor Scott, just sent back down from Oakland, is physically here, but he's not available to pitch in this game. They haven't done a lot of options. Not a lot at all. There's a 76-mile-an-hour splitter. Swung on and missed. Strike three. So, Perez, sharp. He walked Montaño when he first came in. And since then, he's retired four in a row with a pair of strikeouts. We now head to the seventh inning. And Las Vegas leads it here in Albuquerque 4-3.
From the depths of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the Loan Approval Machine.
Let's face it, banks don't lend money anymore, and payday loan companies charge too much. Nobody has you covered like the DLC with our signature loans up to $5,000 in less than 30 minutes. Dollar Loan Center's been in business for more than 20 years and has over 250,000 customers for a reason. We're quick, inexpensive, safe, regulated, friendly, and have a cool jingle.
Licensed by the Bank Financial Institutions Division. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Are you driven by an adventurous heart? Is your passion for the road satisfied through every turn? Is your quest to explore the world waiting for you? If so, Findlay Subaru Las Vegas shares your spirit. Find the Subaru model that's perfect for you at Findlay Subaru Las Vegas, located on the 215 Beltway between Rainbow and Jones. Go where love takes you. Findlay, home to Subaru for over 50 years. We've been here, we'll be here. SubaruLasVegas.com.
All right, now to the seventh inning. Las Vegas leading 4-3. The new pitcher for Albuquerque, replacing starter Ben Bramer, is righty Gavin Hollowell, H-O-L-L-O-W-E-L-L. Big man at 6'7", 215 pounds, 27 years old, originally from Somerset, New Jersey. His pitch is a strike to Logan Davidson. 0-1. Hollowell making a second appearance in the series. Game two on Wednesday, that 19-6 work of art. Hollowell went one inning in relief to starter Josh Rogers, who got the win, and he got all three men out. There's a ball line fouled outside first, right by Todd Takeyoshi, showing how nimble he is in getting out of the way. 0-2. Hollowell got Trenton Brooks to foul out, got Schumann to fly out, and he got Pozo to foul out in that outing. Seventh inning, Las Vegas leading 4-3. Davidson has grounded out and singled. Here's the 0-2, up and away. After Davidson, it's the top of the order. Darryl Hernandez and Trenton Brooks. Hollowell ready to pitch. Breaking ball, swung on and missed. Strike three, came in on him and tied him up with an 82-mile-an-hour breaking ball. One out. Davidson 1-for-3 in the batter, Darryl Hernandez now. So the starter, Ben Bramer, is the pitcher of record, but he kept his team in the game. Six innings, four runs earned on seven hits. He did not walk anybody, hit one man, struck out four. There's a ground ball to second. Tucker picks it up and throws out Hernandez. Two down. Hernandez 1-for-4 with a bunt single now. The batter, Trenton Brooks. Bramer in his 6 innings through 77 pitches. That's pretty good. 53 of them strikes. Goes out trailing 4-3. Hollowell has been in a dozen games before today. No record, an ERA of an even 3. 15 innings, 11 hits. He's given up one home run, 9 walks, 15 strikeouts. Good numbers. Pitches a fastball inside, ball one. He's kind of a drop-and-drive type of delivery. Three-quarters arm slot. Facing Brooks is flat out, singled and scored and grounded out. 1-for-3. Seventh inning, 4-3 Las Vegas. Pitches down the middle for a strike at 93 miles an hour. 1-1 on Trenton Brooks. Gavin Hollowell went to college in New York at St. John's, the Redmond. There's a line drive base hit in the center by Trenton Brooks. 92 mile an hour fastball, pretty much in the middle of the plate, it looked like from up here. Brooks is 2-for-4. That's hit number 8 for Las Vegas. And a batter, Kevin Smith, against the starter, Bramer. Smith doubled and homered and then struck out. Hollowell spent most of last year at AA Hartford, 4-2 with an ERA of 3.14. Here's Smith. Fastball up and away at 93. Ball one, 1-0. The base hit by Brooks, the 8th Las Vegas hit. They lead 4-3 with 2 outs. Heavy clouds starting to move in now from the southeast part of town. There's a breaking ball swung on and missed. It's 1-1. Hollowell did his 4th pro year all in the Rockies organization. Made his big league debut last year in September against the Giants. He was the 8th Rocky to make a debut last year in the 3rd pitcher. Here's the 1-1 to Kevin Smith. Smitty, broken back ground ball back to the mound, backhanded by Hollowell, who makes a bad throw, and Morales can't handle it. Everybody's safe. A cracked bat roller between the mound and third base, closer to the mound. Hollowell came off the mound to pick it up. His throw was a poor throw way to the right of Morales, but he had a lot of time. And so that's going to go as a throwing error. Really, Morales did well just to get a glove on that ball. That ball gets away. Brooks is at third, and Smith probably at second. E1, first error of the game for either team. The inning should be over. And now we'll see if the Aviators can capitalize. Here's Pozo, 0-for-3. Here's the pitch. A ground ball to third. Backhanded nicely by Stovall, who plants his feet and throws out Pozo. Sharply hit ground ball, but it ends the inning. For Las Vegas in the 7th against Gavin Hollowell. No runs, 1 hit, 1 error, 2 left. 7th inning stretch. It is Las Vegas 4, Albuquerque 3.
Finley Chevrolet is Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, buy new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Finley Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Las Vegas Aviators fans, do you want free tickets? When you book a solar demo with Momentum Solar, you could be eligible for 2 free tickets to an Aviators game. If you own your home and haven't gone solar yet, Momentum Solar should be your first call. As the official solar partner of the Aviators, Momentum Solar prides itself on excellent customer service, in-house design, and permitting to ensure your rooftop solar system maximizes the sun's power and your savings for years to come. Las Vegas is one of America's most productive solar areas, and homeowners who choose Momentum Solar have saved hundreds per month on their power bills. If you want to save on your power bills, call Momentum Solar at 702-879-8970 or visit them at MomentumSolar.com/aviators. Again, that number is 702-879-8970 or visit MomentumSolar.com/aviators to submit to win 2 free tickets and go solar today.
Your Las Vegas Aviators are rolling through an incredible season of professional baseball at the Las Vegas Ballpark. See the top prospects of the Oakland Athletics as you enjoy best-in-class food and drink experiences. Get your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Hey, we're back. Bottom of the 7th inning, Las Vegas in the strength of a 4-run 4th, which saw a pair of 2-run home runs in the inning. Kevin Smith and Greg Dykeman leading 4-3. The only bad inning for Ben Bramer. Worked out of a couple of jams. And Francisco Perez came in to relieve rookie righty Joey Estes with two on and two out in the fifth. Walked Daniel Montano to load the bases. Then got Willie McIver to hit into an inning-ending force play. Then he worked a 1-2-3 sixth. They want him to pitch the seventh. We'll see. The pitch is a strike 0-1. Hanna has hit into a force play, and then he bolted one to deep center, caught on the warning track by Connor Capel on the dead run. Breaking ball low, 1-1 now. So again, the heavily taxed Aviator bullpen trying to get another inning out of Perez, and if he can finish the inning, that's 2 1/3. He rarely throws that much, but he needs three outs to get there. The pitch, a little chopper, that's up the third base side, grabbed by Perez, who turns and throws and gets his man. Good play by Francisco Perez. There was no way that anybody else could make that play. Kevin Smith was coming in from third, but the ball was hit too close to home plate. And Perez came racing over from the mound toward the foul line, grabbed it, made the spin, and made a good throw. Hanna runs well. Not an easy play. One out for Quinn, 0 for 3. Swings and misses at the splitter, strike one. Talked about how Albuquerque has made good defensive plays throughout the series, including tonight. The Aviators have made some good plays in this game, too. Capel himself has made two very good catches in the outfield. Perez makes a good play there. Fastball down and away. It's 1-1. Roman Quinn struck out and hit into a forced play and lined out softly to first against Estes. He takes low. 2-1. The aforementioned Spencer Patton starts to throw in the Las Vegas pen. 4-3 Las Vegas, bottom of the seventh. One out, nobody on. Quinn waiting and the pitch. In the dirt, 3-1. Major League scores, ninth inning. Minnesota with 17 hits, leading the Diamondbacks 12-1. Diamondbacks with two hits. Sixth inning, Dodgers 3, San Diego 1. Fifth inning, Seattle 2, the Angels 1. Yankees beat Houston, limiting Houston to only two hits, 3-1. Tigers beat Tampa 4-2. And there's ball four to Quinn, and that's not what Perez wanted to do. I mean, Quinn hitting, he's a leadoff man, but he's only hitting 147. And again, Albuquerque loves to run. And the Aviators have had a real tough time stopping the run game. This year, you add up Quinn, who was with Nashville earlier, the Brewers AAA team. He's 7-for-7 in steals. Here's Tucker, switch hitter batting right-handed for the first time. The pitch. Fastball just inside. That was very close. Ball one. Tucker against Estes struck out and flat out and walked. Infield looking for two. Quinn the tying run at first. Second walk issued by Perez. 1-0. Tucker, 3-12, 5 homers, 34 batted in. Perez stretches and the pitch. Fastball foul back. Strike one. It's 1-1. Cubs beat the Braves 8-6 at Wrigley. Texas outlasted the Marlins in Arlington 9-8. Washington beat the Reds 7-3. Toronto over the Red Sox 5-4 at Fenway. Phillies beat Kansas City 9-6. Here's the 1-1 to Tucker. Perez stretches a look at first. Quinn has about a four-step lead over there. The pitch. Splitter low. 2-1. Pozo cocking his arm. Getting ready to throw to first, but no throw. Tucker has really hurt lefties. He's hitting much better from this side, from the right side. 391. 284 against righties. And he's up now against this lefty, Perez. 2-1 stretch. Quinn leads. Perez ready the pitch. A ground ball to short. Hernandez has it. Goes to second. That's one. On the first, that's two. Exactly what the doctor ordered. Perez reached back for something extra. 92 miles an hour. And Tucker hit it right at Hernandez. Inning ending 4-6-4-3. Double play. Nothing across for Albuquerque. We go to the eighth inning. Las Vegas 4, the Isotopes 3.
At Great Clips, we know you live a full life, which is why we're full of ways to make getting a great haircut easier. With Clip Notes, we save your haircut details so you can get the look you love from the skilled stylists at any Great Clips salon. Plus, with convenient online check-in, you save time too. So even when you're not thinking about your next haircut, we are. And when you choose Great Clips, it's gonna be great. Download our app today. Join a salon team. Visit jobs.greatclips.com.
Anytime is a good time to get a new Purple mattress. After all, Purple has the best-in-class sleep technology for the ultimate sleeping experience. But right now is the perfect time to get a new Purple mattress. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. For a limited time, you can save $400 on the Purple mattress or the Purple Plus mattress. Any size, $400 for deep, restorative sleep. I'm telling you, Purple is unlike anything you've ever slept on. Plus, Best Mattress has quick delivery and easy financing, too. Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends.
Red Rock Resort and Casino is your Las Vegas Aviators pregame and postgame hangout destination. With a 16-screen movie theater, a 72-lane bowling center, and many award-winning restaurants and bars, you'll find something for everyone to enjoy. Located conveniently next to the Las Vegas ballpark, there's no better place to continue the fun. Red Rock Resort and Casino, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Welcome back. Hey, friends, find a better way to work and score. Win prizes with Club Ride when you ride the bus, bike, carpool, walk, or work from home. Club Ride can help you find a carpool partner, bus schedule, and other solutions that can save you time and money. To win, sign up at ClubRideLV.com, ClubRideLV.com, or by downloading the Club Ride Rewards app and start scoring prizes right away. Pitch outside, ball one. To Connor Capel. Second inning work for reliever Gavin Hollowell. Pitches outside 2-0. Hollowell, begging your pardon. Hollowell pitched the seventh inning, give up a hit, and allowed a base runner on an error, his own error, but got out of it. Capel 0-for-3, the pitch. High foul, back and out of play. Slider, two balls and one strike. Wrapping up the big league scores, Baltimore beat the Mets 7-3. Gibson is 11th win in that game. Oakland Athletics, in a Bay Area battle, beat the Giants 2-1. Trevor May with the Aviators earlier this year on rehab when they were in Salt Lake, got the win. Pitches a strike to Capel at 93 miles an hour, 2-2. Minnesota beat the Diamondbacks. That's a final 12-1. Kenta Maeda with a win. White Sox over Cleveland 7-4 as they beat Noah Syndergaard. Michael Kopech the winner. In Milwaukee in 10 innings, the Brewers, but they took one away from the Pirates. They scored a run of the ninth to tie and a run of the tenth to beat Pittsburgh 3-2. Capel rips one foul outside first. 2-2. And in St. Louis, Cardinals beat the Rockies 6-2. Former Las Vegas lefty Steven Matz gets the win. He's 3-7 with a 3.91 ERA for the Cardinals. Capel has popped out, grounded out, and struck out facing Hollowell for the first time. There's a ground ball to second. To his right is Tucker. He grabs it, throws, and gets Capel, who's 0-for-4. One out, the batter Max Schumann. Max in this game, a long fly out to center. Then a double and a run scored. And then in the sixth, he was hit by a pitch and stole a base. He's 1-for-2, 5 out of 21 in the series, batting .285 for the year with 7 home runs. Max looks at a pitch down the middle for a strike at 92 miles an hour, 0-1. Ted Wiens trivia coming up in just a momentito. Schumann hits a drive into shallow right center field. That's going to fall in there for a base hit. Hannah came racing in minus his cap to try to get it, and the ball was sinking quickly and it plopped in there. So Schumann gets his second hit of the game, his sixth hit of the series. It's the second hit off of Hollowell. And here's Dykeman. 9 hits now for Las Vegas. They lead 4-3. Remember, Max stole second back in the sixth. He might be running again. 15 steals in 21 tries. Hollowell, tall righty at 6'7", looks over his shoulder. Fastball is outside, ball one, 93, to Greg Dykeman. Schumann leads off first, about a three-step lead, the pitch. Dykeman swings through that fastball, got a big rip. 1-1 is the count now. And the pitch, fastball outside, And the count advances to 2-1 on Greg Dykeman. So Bramer, the starter, went 6. Hollowell worked the 7th. Now we're in the 8th. Las Vegas hasn't scored before or since the 4th inning, but in the 4th they hit 2 two-run home runs in the lead 4-3. Dykeman hit one of the home runs. There's a strike, 2-1. Greg has 4 home runs this year, 3 of them in this series. 2-2. Dykeman asks for time and steps out. Breaking ball. Dykeman swings and tips it foul into the mitt of catcher Willie McIver. Strike 3. Second strikeout for Hollowell. Dykeman 1-for-4. And the batter, Lawrence Butler. Butler has grounded out and struck out twice. Top of the 8th inning, Las Vegas leading by a score of 4-3. With a win, they would tie Albuquerque for the best record as far as qualifying for the playoffs. Pitches outside, ball 1-1-0. Of course, they're not alone. I mean, Tacoma's only a game back of Vegas entering the day, and there are other teams not terribly far back considering how many more games there are left to play. After tonight, 44 more games. The pitch. Fastball foul back, 1-1. The Aviators will, their next road trip after this one, I guess they'll be at home against Sacramento starting Tuesday. But after that, they'll go on a long trip, 6 in Reno and 6 in Tacoma. Schumann off first, held on there by Morales. 8th inning, 4-3, Las Vegas throw to first, and Max gets back in there. And Morales had to reach to his right to get backhand that throw, and he leapfrogged Schumann. 1-1. The stretch by Gavin Hollowell. The 1-1 to Lawrence Butler. Fastball is outside, ball 2, 2-1. Ted Wiens trivia, who was the first player to hit a home run completely out of Dodger Stadium? First player to hit a home run completely out of Dodger Stadium. It was in 1969. There's a line drive up the gap in right center. Hanna races over, but he's not going to get there. Ball goes all the way to the 404 side. Schumann rounding third. He'll score. Butler, without his helmet, going for 3. He dives in head first with a triple. And Las Vegas now leads 5-3 on a run-scoring 3-bagger by Lawrence Butler. Every once in a while, Butler will really barrel up on a ball. And if he gets under it, it's long gone. That time, that ball had topspin, but he hit it so hard there was no way that even Hanna, who's got good range, could get there. The ball came to rest at the base of the 404 side. And Schumann scored easily. That's a big hit right there. That's a big insurance run this late in the game. Pitching coach Chris Mahalik going out to have a word here with Gavin Hollowell, who just gave up his 3rd hit and his 1st run. And again, that run is significant. For Lawrence Butler, that's his 1st triple-A triple, if you will. And more importantly, he now has 22 RBIs in only 20 triple-A games. Tremendous run production by that young man. Originally from New Jersey, but calls Atlanta his hometown. The batter's Logan Davidson. Davidson, against the starter Bramer, grounded out. And an infield hit, then struck out against this pitcher, Hollowell. All right, we got the attendance now. By far the biggest crowd. And will almost certainly be a bigger crowd than they'll have tomorrow. They're not expecting anywhere near this. Tonight's crowd, 9,570. 5-3 Las Vegas. Davidson, 1-for-3. Having a good series, 7 out of 15. Struck out against Hollowell his most recent time up. Fastball inside at the belt buckle at 93. Ball 1, 1-0. The answer to the Ted Wiens trivia question coming up. Hollowell takes a deep breath. Tall righty bends slightly at the waist. Butler off the bag at 3rd. Aviators now have out-hit Albuquerque 10-4. The pitch is a fastball foul back. He came in on his thumbs at 94 miles an hour. 1-1. Veteran lefty Fernando Abad. How veteran? 37 years old. The oldest guy on the field for either team. But he's having a really good year. Here's the 1-1 to Davidson. He takes a fastball up and in. Three straight fastballs. And it's clear that the idea that the Isotopes have here is to get in on Davidson. All three pitches have been inside corner or too far inside. There's another pitch on the inside half. Swung on and fouled into the mitt of MacGyver. That was at 95. So the idea against Davidson, get in on him with hard stuff. All four pitches have been mid-90s fastballs, either inside or near the inside corner. 2-2. Butler off third, two down. Eighth inning, Las Vegas leading 5-3. Davidson hitting 289, waits. Hollowell delivers. Another inside fastball foul back. That time, it looked like Davidson was ready for it. He started a swing earlier. That pitch came in at 95 near his thumbs, and he fought it off again. All five pitches, mid-90s heat. No breaking stuff, no messing around. Right on the hands of Davidson. There's a breaking ball in the outside corner. Strike three call. Davidson wants to challenge that. You're trying to backdoor the breaking ball, and it's overturned. The pitch was outside, so Davidson was right. So Vegas still has two challenges. Albuquerque has all three. That was a great idea, though, by Hollowell. Got to give credit where credit is due. After pounding him inside with five mid-90s fastballs, he tried to backdoor that pitch, and he just missed it. Call was overturned. 3-2 pitch now. Fastball, foul back. That pitch was a fastball more toward the outside. Davidson, this is quite a battle here. Gavin Hollowell and Logan Davidson. Butler stands off third. Two outs, top of the eighth. The 3-2 pitch. Breaking ball, grounded foul to the first base dugout. He tried a slider that time at 84. So, I mean, Hollowell throwing everything but the kitchen sink, and maybe even the kitchen sink at Logan Davidson here. 3-2. Davidson batting left-handed, open stance, wags the bat. Butler down the line from third. Fastball, foul back again, and this epic at-bat continues. 10 pitches. 3-2 on Logan Davidson. Hollowell, a new ball, looking in. Butler eases his way off third. Here's the 3-2 again. Fastball, swung on and missed, strike three. Got it up to 94, elevating it around the letters. And Hollowell wins that elongated duel with Logan Davidson. But nevertheless, the Aviators pick up an insurance run in the top of the eighth on two hits. No errors. They leave Butler at third. We head to the bottom of the eighth inning. And the score, Las Vegas 5, Albuquerque 3.
From Sunset Park to Boulder City and everywhere in between, life is better when you're driving a Chevy from Henderson Chevrolet. Whether you're taking the kids to the big game or just out running errands, the team at Henderson Chevy has you covered. Our highly trained and knowledgeable experts will help you find the right car or truck for your budget and your lifestyle. We'll focus on the best price, service, and selection while you focus on living that Henderson life. Henderson Chevrolet in the Valley Auto Mall. Find new roads. Visit hendersonchevy.com.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review-Journal 7-at-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
Friends, the AAA Championship game returns to Las Vegas Ballpark on Saturday, September 30th. Don't miss the action as the champions of the Pacific Coast League and International League, the two AAA leagues, battle it out in a winner-take-all one-game matchup. For tickets and more information, visit AviatorsLV.com. AviatorsLV.com. Spencer Patton takes over in the eighth, the third Vegas pitcher. Very nice job by Francisco Perez. Two and a third, no runs, no hits. He walked two, struck out two. And he's the pitcher of record. The Aviators hang on. The official scorekeeper has said he'll get the win. The first thing Patton does, though, is hit Jimmy Herron with a pitch. And Herron's on base for the third time. It's single and walk previously. That brings the tying run to the plate in Daniel Montano. He's already homered in this game and grounded out. And against Perez, he walked. ...35-year-old Spencer Patton. Big league time with the Cubs and Texas Rangers. And time in Japan. He needs that sinker ball to get ground balls. The pitch. Ground ball up the middle. It's into center field for a base hit. Herron goes over to third. And the Isotopes are in business here in the eighth inning. Tell you what, Montano was hitting something like 204 when the series began, but he looks like Tony Gwynn. That's his seventh hit of the series. Tonight he's homered and singled now, and that's a big hit. That gets Herron all the way over to third. Of course, the run that really matters the most right now is Montano at first because he's the tying run. All right, Spencer Patton. Runners at the corners, nobody out. The right-handed hitting catcher, Willie McIver, settles in. One for three with a single on the night. Patton ready, his pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball, got it right by him at 90. He got the sinker to Montano, and Montano hit the ground ball, but he hit it sharply to the right of second. Schumann, bolting to his right, couldn't get it. And Herron, who runs well, motored over to third. 5-3 Vegas, bottom of the eighth. Runners at the corners, nobody out. The 0-1 to McIver. He swings and misses at that low fastball, 0-2. Spencer Patton is in his 34th game, second on the staff in appearances behind Jorge Ruiz. Spencer 3-1 with an ERA of an even 5, 4 saves, 36 innings, 36 hits. Walked 15, struck out 40. The 0-2 to McIver. The runner on first goes, pitches inside, throw by Pozo, not close. Montano steals the base, and it pulls the plug on a double play. 1-2. All right, the announcement has come belatedly, but that was Wynton Bernard who went into pinch run for Montano. And I'm looking at him running, thinking that Montano is not quite that fast. It was Bernard, the pinch runner, stealing second. The 1-2 pitch to McIver. He lines it foul to the right. The count is still 1-2. One and two. Patton, the bearded righty, originally from Illinois, lives in Georgetown, Texas. Second and third, nobody out. Here in the bottom of the eighth, the 0-2 to McIver. On the outside corner, strike three called, and McIver knew it. That was a great pitch. A fastball at 92, clipping the outer edge. Big strikeout for Spencer Patton. One out, the batter, Hunter Stovall, who was struck out and homered against Joey Estes and struck out against Francisco Perez. Patton, ever since mid-June, has been extremely effective. Second and third, one out. He's got his work cut out for him now. There's a strike on the inside corner. Sinker got in there, 0-1. Stovall wants to challenge it. He believes it was not a strike. And it's overturned. The pitch was inside. Stovall's correct. And so, instead of 0-1, it's a 1-0 count. The infield is back. They will give up a run for an out in this situation, although at the corners they're in about halfway. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Second and third, one out. Patton throws. Ground ball to third. Smith has it. Looks the runner back at third and throws his man out at first. Good play by Smith. So Patton faced with a first and third nobody out situation, then a second and third one out situation, gets Stovall to ground out. But he's not out of the proverbial woods yet. He's got to get Morales, who has walked, lined out to the warning track and left, and flat out to deep center. Last at bat was against Francisco Perez. Second and third, two outs. Bottom of the eighth. Las Vegas leads 5-3. Patton uncoils and deals. Breaking ball lifted to center. Capel backing up, but he has a play. He turns. He's got it. And Spencer Patton, who rarely shows emotion, emphatically pounding his glove with his fist. He worked out of a huge mess right there. No runs. One hit. No errors. They leave runners at second and third. Brian Corey is all over Spencer Patton in congratulations. We go to the ninth inning. Las Vegas leads at 5-3.
Strike three, you're out.
Are you tired of striking out with copier sales companies? Hit a home run with AIS, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. We do more than just sell copiers and printers. We also provide phone systems and IT support. Everything your business needs to grow. We're different. We're local. We listen and we care. All while providing service you'll fall in love with. Let's have a conversation about your business. Call us today at 702-951-4AIS or visit us online at AIS-now.com. Worry less with AIS.
Since 1939, America First has been helping people pursue their financial goals. And as we have, we've become one of the largest credit unions in the country. The reason why is simple. It's because every day we do our very best to help each person, family, and business we serve to realize their individual dreams and achieve financial well-being. True to our name, we always strive to put our members and employees first. So come join us and let us put you first. America First Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and the excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
We head to the ninth inning. Wow, what a game. Albuquerque led 2-0 after one, after two, and after three. Las Vegas rolled a four in the fourth inning with a pair of two-run home runs and led 4-2. Albuquerque got a run back in the bottom of the fourth against the rookie righty, the 21-year-old Joey Estes, making his AAA debut. He went 4 2/3, will get no decision, but pitched well enough to keep his team in the game. And Vegas just got an insurance run in the eighth. Now in the top of the ninth, Vegas will try for some more insurance. Third pitcher for Albuquerque comes in, 37-year-old lefty Fernando Abad. Is a good off-speed pitch. Looked like a screwball. Swung on and missed by Darryl Hernandez. 1-for-4 with a bunt single in this game. So Gavin Hollowell goes two innings, gives up a run earned on three hits, no walks, three strikeouts. But Bramer, the starter, is a pitcher of record. The 0-1. Fastball. Ground ball to first. A smothering play by Morales, who dives for the bag and gets there in time. Tell you what, you'd never know that Jonathan Morales was a catcher. He's made several really good plays in this series. Hernandez trying to go the other way with that ground ball, and Morales lunged for it toward the line. The inside outed it. The pitch was inside. He hit it the other way. Morales made a nice pickup, then went diving for the bag and got his glove on the bag before Hernandez could get there. One out. Here's Brooks. Flat out, single and scored, grounded out, single again. Pitch is ball one. Fastball inside, 93 miles an hour. Abad, again, fine year. 3-1 with a 2.28 ERA in 23 games. Pitch missing, 2-0. Abad, 27 2/3 innings. The league is only hitting 182 against him. But the big figure, only two walks and 30 strikeouts in what it, well, now 28 innings. Kevin Smith is on deck. Time call. Willie McGuire going out. Want to get together on the signals with Abad to make sure they're on the same page. Chad Smith is up in the Las Vegas pen. 5-3 Las Vegas in the ninth inning. Ted Wiens trivia from earlier. Who was the first player to hit a home run completely out of Dodger Stadium? It happened in 1969, that summer, and it was Willie Stargell of the Pittsburgh Pirates who hit it off Alan Foster over the right field pavilion, 506 feet, so they said. Willie hit another one out of there, too. Here is the 2-0 to Brooks. Fastball, that's a strike, 2-1. Bramer for six. Hollowell for two, and now Abad in the ninth. Smith on deck, then Pozo after that. Abad making his second appearance in the series. Big curveball in there for a strike. 77 miles an hour. That's a cute pitch. 2-2 on Trenton Brooks. In that 9-5 Las Vegas win on Thursday, Abad went one scoreless inning, give up a hit to Schumann, and then got worked out of that. Only faced three hitters. Got a double play. Now, that's a pitch clock violation charge to pitcher Fernando Abad. So the count goes 3-2 now, from 2-2 to 3-2. One out, nobody on, top of the ninth. Las Vegas leading 5-3. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Brooks, it's a line drive back is short. Grabbed there behind the bag by Kaiser, who throws him out. That ball was really hit hard by Brooks. That's just good positioning by Kaiser and by the Isotopes. Ball was hit close to Abad, who was following through as a left-hander will to the third base side. Line drive nearly hit him in the pant leg, but it skipped out there to Kaiser behind the bag, who got his man. Two down, and that's two good defensive plays, two well-hit balls, Hernandez and Brooks, but with two outs, here's Smith. Doubled, homered, struck out, and reached on an error. 2-for-4. Abad, ready his pitch. Fastball, strike on the outside, 0-1. On Kevin Smith. Abad set the 0-1. That's high. 1-1. This date in baseball history, 1990, Hall of Fame induction ceremonies for Jim Palmer and Joe Morgan were rained out in Cooperstown. Ceremony was conducted the next day at a local high school indoors. Here's the 1-1 to Smith with Pozo on deck. High drive to deep left, curving foul and out of play. 1-2. Pulled the trigger a little too soon. This date in 1980, Montreal manager Dick Williams won his 1,000th career game in a win over the Mets at Olympic Stadium. Hall of Famer Dick Williams, my former broadcast partner. This date in 1979, Willie Mays, Warren Giles, and Hack Wilson all were inducted in the Hall of Fame. Off-speed pitch a little high. 2-2 on Kevin Smith. This date in 1973, Phil Niekro, the Braves, knuckled his way to a no-hitter over the San Diego Padres. Two and two on Kevin Smith. Breeze has died down. Still a little breeze, but not nearly what it was earlier. There's a hard ground ball in the center, base hit. He got a fastball and hit it hard right through the middle. So Smith has a single, double, and a home run in this game. Three balls hit well, and that one got through. Here's Pozo, 0-for-4. On this date, this one's near and dear to my heart, as you might imagine, 1921, radio station KDKA, and announcer Harold Arlen provided the first broadcast of a Major League Baseball game. Pirates beat the Phillies in Philadelphia, 8-5. Thank you, Mr. Arlen, for paving the way. There's a high fly, right field side, foul and out of play by Pozo. Strike one. Ninth inning, 5-3 Las Vegas. And in an interesting twist, Harold Arlen's grandson, Steve Arlen, pitched in the major leagues many years later with San Diego Padres. Smith at first with two down. He goes. Breaking ball hit to deep left field. Bernard going back to the track, leaps up at the fence, and that one is out of here. It hit above the fence and hit a retaining grid and came back onto the field. Yoel Pozo, it's his 12th home run, RBIs 50 and 51, and the Aviators have substantially more elbow room now in the ninth inning, leading 7-3. Pozo's seventh hit of the series. And for the Aviators, that's the third home run they've hit tonight. Smith and Dykeman hit the other ones. Pitches ball one to Capel. When Albuquerque bats in the ninth inning, they'll have the 8, 9, and 1 hitters, most likely against Chad Smith, Connor Kaiser, Jameson Hanna, and then Roman Quinn. Bernard went into play left for Montano, leaped up on the fence and couldn't get it. Swing and a miss. Two strikes on Capel. For the Aviators, they had 4-3 for most of the game, and then 5-3 into this inning, now lead 7-3. They have a dozen hits. Albuquerque just five hits. The 0-2. Capel chases a low breaking ball. He's out, and that's it. A Capel 0 for 5, but Vegas with two outs gets a single up the middle by Smith that keeps the inning alive, and Pozo launches one to left. Two runs, two hits, no errors, and no one left. We head to the bottom of the ninth inning. The score, Las Vegas 7, Albuquerque 3.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
Steiners, the Nevada Style Pub invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Blazing Battles, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win branded prizes and big money for all those jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming the Steiners Pub has, it's the odds of 24 rotating draft beers and best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators and all your Vegas sports teams as we make history in Nevada. Steiners, the Nevada Style Pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard and Windmill. Steiners, I love this place.
At My Great Clip Salon, I get to use my skills as a stylist to make customers look and feel great. When you sit down in my chair, it's important to me to listen to what you want. And when your haircut's done, I'll save your details and clip notes so you can get the look you love at any Great Clip Salon, anywhere you are. Seeing customers light up at the end of their cut, that's what I love about my job. I'm Katie, and I'm a Great Clip Salon stylist.
Join a salon team. Visit jobs.greatclips.com.
All right, we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. 7-3 Las Vegas. They changed hotels here in Albuquerque. We used to stay over by the airport, but now they put us up at the Marriott off on Louisiana off I-40. Really nice place. They've done a lot of remodeling, and they got a great staff there also. Chad Smith is going to come in and try to finish it up. So Spencer Patton, one inning, no runs, one hit. He hit a batter, no walks, one strikeout. But Patton, that was a very important eighth inning because there were two on with nobody out. And then second and third with one out. He got Stovall to ground out, and he got Morales to fly out. And he did a great job of working out of that jam. Now Chad Smith, who struggled with his control earlier in the season but has been better lately, and the one inning that he threw earlier in this series, he was excellent. Three up and three down, just an economy of pitches. Breaking ball swung on a miss, strike one. Smith mostly fastballs and sliders. Connor Kaiser has drawn the hat trick with three at-bats, resulting in three strikeouts. Estes got him twice, and Francisco Perez got him once. The 0-1 slider, pull foul to the third base dugout. Into the dugout it goes. 0-2. Smith pitched for Albuquerque last year, was absolutely one of the very best closers in the league. He had a dozen saves and a 3.09 ERA. Early in the season, he had a lot of rough outings. He's had a couple of stints in the big leagues. Here's the pitch now in the 0-2. Kaiser swings, misses that one, but it got a piece of Pozo. Actually, foul tipped it off of Pozo. And Yoel rolls over, and he's face down on the ground. Dave Como hustles out to look at him. Boy, it's been a rough series for Pozo. Of course, Pozo's made it rough on Albuquerque the way he has swung the bat, but that foul ball nailed him, and he rolled over in agony. The count is 0-2 still on the foul tip to Connor Kaiser. Fran Rudin standing there with his hands on his hips. And now he's on all fours, and now he's sitting up. And if crowd is giving him a hand, then that's really good. All right, Pozo now is getting up slowly, but he's getting up. Dave Como, one of the athletic trainers, walking alongside Fran Reardon back to the first base dugout. Boy, Pozo he has taken some serious shots in this series. Part of the problem, you know, Pozo wouldn't normally be doing this much catching in any six-game series, but Kyle McCann is out with a bad hip. He's on the injured list. All right, another 0-2 from Smith. In the dirt, blocked by Pozo, 1-2. Smith has been in 27 games, 0-2, 3 saves, a 6.75 ERA. Doesn't tell the whole story, though. His ERA was almost twice that by the end of May. He's routinely giving up bunches of runs because he was having trouble throwing strikes. But in the last 2 months, he's been way, way better. The 1-2, ground ball foul the other way toward the first base dugout. Slider at 87. When Las Vegas won Thursday 9-5, a game that Zach Godley pitched and won, Smith went the last inning, a ground ball to foul out, and he struck out Cole Tucker to end the game. Pitches down low at 96. 2-2 on Connor Kizer, leading off the Albuquerque ninth. Kizer 5 out of 15 in the series, hitting .263 for the season. Smith facing his old team. Turns on the rubber, the 2-2 now. Slider down and away, 3-2. Jameson Hanna on deck. And then Roman Quinn after that. Chad Smith out of McCalla, Alabama. Pausing because Kizer wanted an extra moment here. The other catcher on the roster, a youngster named Nick Schwartz, who just joined the team. Here's the pitch. There's a chopper foul behind the plate. Another slider. It's one of those things where they could use him in the case of an emergency, but they'd rather not. Young man, just 22 years old, but he's the backup. Tyler Wade is here. He arrived earlier, and I just saw him in the dugout. Here's the 3-2 to Kizer. Grounded foul again to the third base dugout. Got out in front of a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. The matchup tomorrow, the sixth and final game, a half-hour earlier start than the other games of the series, including tonight, 5:05 Pacific time for the first pitch. Pre-game, 4:50 in the afternoon tomorrow. Raider Nation Radio, AM 920. 3-2. Again, a check swing foul off of Pozo. Holy Toledo. That poor guy, now he's on his back. The ball hit off Pozo and rolled halfway up the first baseline. Pozo is flat on his back. And here comes Dave Como again. Boy, how much can the guy take? Meantime, Smith trying to figure out a way to get Kizer out. He's thrown 10 pitches to him. Count is still full. Pozo is now on all fours. Como crouching down again. Fran Reardon out there, standing there with his arms folded. 7-3 Las Vegas. Pozo has kind of a wry smile on his face. And slowly, Reardon and Como go back to the dugout again. I'll tell you one thing. For Yoel Pozo, Monday's off day can't come too soon. 3-2. Well, he'd been nailed left and right in this series behind the plate. All right, this will be another 3-2 to Kizer. Smith, his 11th pitch to Kizer in this at-bat. Grounded up the third baseline. Diving stop by Smith, who gets up and throws on a bounce to Davidson, and they got him. Oh, what a play by Kevin Smith. He just took a double away from Connor Kizer. One out for Jameson Hanna. The slider, and he went lunging toward the line and made a one-hop throw that Davidson picked up on one bounce on the backhand side. Huge play by Kevin Smith. One out. Here's Hanna. Hit into a forced play, flat out to deep center, and hit one, a little ground ball that Francisco Perez made a good play on, opening up the seventh. Pitches outside, ball one. We've been talking about Albuquerque's defense. In terms of fielding percentage, they lead the league. The Aviators last in the league, but the Aviators tonight making some really good plays. The 1-0 to Hanna. He takes it a little low. Fastball at 95, 2-0. Roman Quinn is on deck. Chad Smith looking to put the finishing touches on this one. Kyle Muller will pitch tomorrow in the finale. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 95, 2-1. Muller is 2-3, a 7.06 ERA ready. Phillips Valdez, the losing pitcher in the Tuesday opener. The Aviators beat him 5-6 with an 8.25 ERA. He will be the one to counter for Albuquerque. The 2-1 now to Hanna. Slider, high drive into deep right center. Capel giving ground along with Butler. And it's going to be Capel to reach up and make the catch as Hanna put a good swing on it but got under it. Albuquerque's down to its final out now. And Roman Quinn is up. Quinn against the starter Joey Estes struck out, hit into a force play, and lined out softly to first. And again against Francisco Perez, he walked. He's one out of eight in the series, and he's going to try to keep the game going for Cole Tucker, who's on deck. Slider in there for a strike, 0-1. Good pitch. Two outs, ninth inning. Las Vegas with a 7-3 lead, trying to go up 3-2 in the series that'll conclude tomorrow evening. Fastball, that's a strike on the inside at 96, and it's match point. Muller, last pitched against Sugarland at Las Vegas, will make his first appearance of the series tomorrow. And then the Aviators will hope to get six innings out of him. There's strike three called. That's it. 96-mile-an-hour heat at the knees, and the game is over. And nobody's happier about it than Yoel Pozo. Aviators win 7-3. They're up 3-2 in the series. I'll be back with the totals after this.
The Las Vegas Aviators are landing in your ears on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLB Las Vegas.
Red Rock Resort and Casino is your Las Vegas Aviators pregame and postgame hangout destination. With a 16-screen movie theater, a 72-lane bowling center, and many award-winning restaurants and bars, you'll find something for everyone to enjoy. Located conveniently next to the Las Vegas ballpark, there's no better place to continue the fun. Red Rock Resort and Casino, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
The word iconic is often overused in the automotive world, but no one could deny the description iconic when talking about the all-new 2023 Range Rover. The redesigned 2023 Range Rover has been elevated to an all-new level of comfort and capability, and for the first time ever, seven-passenger seating is available. Come see for yourself today at Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or online at LRLV.com.
All right, welcome back. Well, the Aviators have had one game, which was last night when they were just outplayed. One game, which was game two, where they were overwhelmed, losing 19-6. But the other three games, including tonight, they outplayed Albuquerque. And tonight they beat Albuquerque at their own game. What's their own game? Good defense. Albuquerque made some good defensive plays in this game, but the Aviators made more. And they won at 7-3. They had just better pitching and just outplayed them. For the Aviators to win, they're now back to 500 overall for the season, 53-53. And in the second half, they are now tied with Albuquerque for the last playoff spot, 19-13 for both teams. Las Vegas, 7 runs, 12 hits, no errors, leaving 7. They're going to start the fireworks here momentarily. Albuquerque's now 46-61 and also 19-13 in the second half. They get 3 runs on 5 hits, 1 error, leaving 7. Winning pitcher in relief, Francisco Perez, now 4-1. The loss goes to starter Ben Bramer, who pitched decently, but he's 1-4. Kevin Smith, Greg Dykeman, and Yoel Pozo all hit home runs, all of them two-run home runs in the Aviator win. For Albuquerque, they had home runs by Daniel Montano and Hunter Stovall. 9,570 paid to see it. Fireworks starting now. 2 hours, 34 minutes on the time. On the post-game show, I'll do a recap of this one, and we'll get you updated on the Big League and Pacific Coast League scores after this.
Here's the first customer that bought a car.
The Avendros, that's the first day.
First one out.
No furniture in the building.
Over the last 25 years, Finley Toyota has led the city in new and used car sales. We've had the most victories, the most sponsorships, and we believe the happiest customers. We've made the best memories and lasting friendships from the bottom of our hearts.
We love you, Las Vegas!
It's our 25th anniversary. Come in and see what makes Finley Toyota so special.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonials.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details. Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.dallyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
This is a Con Palouse for the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Aviators Baseball on Raider Nation Radio, AM 920.
Hey, welcome back, and welcome to the Aviator postgame show. Fans just under 10,000 enjoying the fireworks now following the game. And Las Vegas played a very good game. It started off looking good for Albuquerque early. Las Vegas going with a rookie right-hander, a rookie in the sense that he had never pitched above Double-A before today, and he's only 21 years old. Joey Estes picked up from Atlanta in the Matt Olson trade, one of several players in that trade. He'd been pitching very well at Midland with very good numbers across the board, an ERA in the low threes and a boatload of strikeouts. And in this game, he wasn't dominant, but he held his own under tough conditions, starting off his AAA career on the road and in front of over 9,500 fans hostile to his interests, and he did pretty well. He did give up a two-out, two-run homer in the first to Daniel Montano, but he settled in and worked scoreless ball in the second and third. In the fourth, he allowed a solo home run to Hunter Stovall and was pulled with two outs in the fifth inning, going four and two-thirds, three runs earned on four hits, three walks, six strikeouts, 85 pitches, 48 strikes. Did a very, very good job of keeping his team in the game, and it's certainly, as baseball people like to say, something to build on for Joey Estes. And he'll make his next start at home in the friendly confines of Las Vegas ballpark against Sacramento next week. Anyway, the Aviators were down 2-0 into the fourth inning, but they turned the game around and took the lead for good in the fourth against lefty Ben Bramer. Bramer had been pitching with good luck in the first three innings, giving up a lot of hard-hit balls, but only one hit through three. In the fourth inning, though, Brooks singled. Kevin Smith launched a home run that tied the game at two. Two outs later, Max Schumann hit an opposite field double to right, keeping the inning alive for Greg Dykeman, who hit another home run. Dykeman's fourth home run of the year, and three of those home runs hit in this series. He homered last night. He homered again here. That home run gave the Aviators a 4-2 lead through four. Both pitching staffs and defenses did well after that. In the bottom of the fourth, the Stovall home run off of Estes made it 4-3 in favor of Las Vegas as Albuquerque came to within one. But Albuquerque left the bases loaded in the fifth when Perez came in, and with the bases loaded, he got Willie McGuire to hit into an inning-ending force-out. Perez then threw two more hitless innings. Spencer Patton wriggled off the hook, getting out of a two-men-on, nobody-out situation in the eighth, And then Chad Smith was dominant again in the ninth inning as he was the other night. Meanwhile, the Aviators got an eighth inning insurance run. Single by Schumann, his second into the game. And with two outs, Lawrence Butler tripled him in. And then in the ninth inning against Fernando Abad with two outs, Kevin Smith singled. And Yoel Pozo lost a home run to left field for his 12th home of the year, his seventh hit of this series. And Las Vegas goes on to win it by a 7-3 count. They've won three and lost two in this series, and I'll try to make it four out of six tomorrow, wrapping things up. I'll be back with some scores coming up next on the postgame show right after this.
Hey, fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.valleyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Win prizes with Club Ride when you ride the bus, bike, carpool, walk, or work from home. Club Ride can help you find a better way to work that will save you time and money. Plus, Club Ride gives away hundreds of prizes every month for reporting your work or school trips. Sign up at ClubRideLV.com or download the Club Ride Rewards app and start scoring prizes today. Club Ride is a free service brought to you by the Regional Transportation Commission of Southern Nevada.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review-Journal 7-at-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
All right, welcome back, friends. We got the scoreboard portion of the postgame show now as the fireworks continue to flare here in Albuquerque. Nice show going on here. In Salt Lake, they're in the eighth inning. El Paso leading at Salt Lake over the Bees 9-5. Sixth inning in Sacramento, Reno leads the hometown Rivercats by a score of 5-1. Elsewhere, these other games are final. In Oklahoma City, Round Rock edged the Dodgers by a score of 4-3. And Tacoma stays one game back of the co-leaders for the last playoff spot in the PCL. Tacoma beat the Sugar Land Space Cowboys 5-2 to get the fifth game in that series in Tacoma's back pocket. So that's a look at the Pacific Coast League scores. And then we will shift our attention now to the big league scores. In San Diego, they're in the eighth inning. The Padres now lead L.A. 6-3. In Anaheim, they're in the eighth inning. Seattle 3 and the Angels 1. Earlier, the Yankees beat Houston 3-1. It was Tampa losing in Detroit. Tigers beat Tampa 4-2. Cubs playing at home at Wrigley beat the Braves 8-6. Texas over the Marlins 9-8, the final there. Washington Nationals beat the Reds 7-3. Toronto over the Red Sox 5-4. The Phillies outlasted Kansas City 9-6. Baltimore beat the Mets 7-3. It was Oakland over the Giants 2-1, and Minnesota rolled past the Arizona Diamondbacks 12-1. White Sox beat Cleveland 7-4. In 10 innings, Milwaukee defeated Pittsburgh 3-2, and the St. Louis Cardinals, behind former Las Vegas 51s from the Mets affiliation days, Steven Matz, defeated the Rockies. Final score, Cardinals 6, Rockies 2 from St. Louis. After this timeout, I'll come back with a little bit more to tell you about tomorrow's series finale right after this.
Hi, I'm Susan Feniger, chef of Barbecue Mexicana and Pachamamas at the Las Vegas Ballpark. You guys coming out for a ball game this season and looking for something different to eat? Visit us on the main level for mouth-watering burritos and much more from Barbecue Mexicana and delicious chicken or veggie skewers from our Pachamamas cart. No matter what your craving is, we've got something for everyone. So come check us out. We'd love to see you. And by the way, go Aviators.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash, talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Welcome to the Real Estate Jackpot, folks. Aaron and Jacob Taylor, the real estate guys, are here to make your home selling experience a winning one.
Feeling lucky? We got a deal you can't resist. We offer a cash advance to all sellers with zero interest.
Roll the dice with us. We'll handle all repairs with no upfront money. No need to wager your hard-earned savings on home improvements.
Are you holding a house of horrors? No worries. We buy all ugly and distressed properties for cash within 5 days.
And Jacob, here's the best part. We'll make sure you hit the real estate jackpot, getting you the most money for your home.
Trust the real estate guys. Nevada's number one real estate brand with 28 years of experience and over 7,000 families helped.
So call us today, 702-310-6683. That's 702-310-MOVE. EXP Realty, license number 388886. Call for details.
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Sometimes the best summer getaway is the journey to the getaway. Start your summer road trip adventure at Hyundai. Now during the Getaway Sales Event. Hurry in for great deals on many models, all backed by America's best warranty. It's your journey. Own every mile at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Get up to $1,000 bonus cash on the 2023 Tucson or Santa Fe, plus 3.29% APR. Test drive a new Hyundai today. Hurry. The Hyundai Getaway Sales Event ends September 5th. Offers end 9/5/23. Call 562-314-4603 for complete offer details.
All right, welcome back, friends. Okay, tomorrow the Aviators will try for a series victory on the road in Albuquerque. They've now beaten Albuquerque 7 out of 11 this year, and tomorrow the last meeting of the year between the two teams. Remember, they split with Sugar Land before this, and then they were in Salt Lake before that, where they managed to win 4 out of 6. And then after, at the All-Star break, right after the All-Star break, they dropped 2 out of 3 at home to Reno, but prior to that, they'd beaten El Paso 5 out of 6. The Aviators certainly playing a lot better in this half than they did in the first half. And tomorrow, they'll try for a series win. And they'll try, if they can win the game, a couple of things. They'd be over 500 for the year. They're now at 53-53. They'd be one game ahead of Albuquerque for the last playoff spot. Again, with the rest of August and all of September to go. But it's better to get off to a good start than not, certainly. Well, we'll be on the air at 4:50 tomorrow for the pregame show on Raider Nation Radio, AM 920, and a 5:05 first pitch Pacific time. Kyle Muller hasn't pitched in the series yet. On Tuesday, the opener, they used Trey Schupak, who went four scoreless innings. So this is going to be Muller's first appearance in the series. Schupak might possibly be available out of the bullpen because now with Estes here, they've got enough other starters, if you count Hogan Harris, who's now back in the fold, and to possibly be able to use Schupak in the bullpen because he might be needed. The Aviators don't have a lot of available arms tomorrow in relief of Muller. Muller is 2-3, has 7.06 ERA. Phillips Valdez, the loser in game one, 5-6 on the year, an 8.25 ERA. He was knocked out in the second inning in a game on Tuesday. He worked a scoreless first. They gave up five straight hits and a total of five runs in that second inning, and Las Vegas won the ball game 8-4. He'll be looking to bounce back tomorrow. Albuquerque will be going for a split of the series if they win tomorrow's finale. Then a day off as the Aviators fly back to Las Vegas Monday morning, and the Giants AAA team Sacramento will hit down on Tuesday. Tomorrow we'll give you a full rundown on all the promotions. A lot of fun stuff coming up at Las Vegas Ballpark. We certainly hope you will join us next week, beginning Tuesday at 7:05. But until tomorrow, I want to thank, first of all, my studio producer, Joey, back in the Lotus headquarters for his fine work producing this one. Thanks to all of you very sincerely for tuning in tonight. Hope you enjoyed it, friends. Until tomorrow evening, this is Russ Langer wishing you all a very fine evening from the land of enchantment, Albuquerque, New Mexico, where tonight the Las Vegas Aviators defeated Albuquerque 7-3. Good night.
You've been listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio. Brought to you by Visit Laughlin.com, Laborers 872, Pulte Homes, America First Credit Union, Valley Health System,
STN Sports, and Credit One Bank, the official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Thanks for listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
Big payday? With DraftKings Sportsbook Same Game Parlays, you can pocket more cash when you combine multiple bets from one game. Download the app, sign up with code VSIN, and get a special offer.
Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details.
This is VSIN Prime Time.
Here's where I think this is bettable information. So the guy that didn't run it in Green Bay, the guy that Sean Payton said did the worst job he'd ever seen, is now the guy who's orchestrating and calling the offense for the Jets. Like, I already wasn't high on the Jets, but this just solidifies my opinion that I'm going under.
This is VSiN Primetime with Tim Murray and Sean King. Weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Work.
This is Sunday Bet Prep on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Want to get in on the fantasy action, but sick of managing your roster, sick of player injuries ending your season? With Best Ball on DraftKings, you get the best of your team all season long. This year on Best Ball, DraftKings is bigger than ever. $10 million in guaranteed prizes up for grabs. For a limited time, you can join DraftKings' largest Best Ball contest ever and get